Blog Talk Radio.
Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. to the top. We got a lot of things to talk about. I appreciate everybody calling in. I don't know. There must be some good talk going on. I thought getting texted at 10 minutes to get them on the line. So I don't know. The only thing I can think about that's going to be up. Let me open up a couple of these mics. Because it must be something serious going on with people texting before the show come on. I don't know. I mean, I know Grudge Inc. is hellacious, but hell, we ain't that bad. We ain't that hellacious. You know, let me see. Boy, I got too many buttons. I can't open up all of them. Let me see what this press one is. I got a 0448. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? Hello? 313-0448. Who am I speaking with, please? I don't know. I guess people can hear me. I can't even tell if people can hear me on there. Let me open up a couple of these mics. See if people hear me. If you can hear me, say the alphabet, please.
DJ, you were calling like me. I said, yeah, I had that money, man.
All right. Let me go back in. All right, let me get this thing started. I don't know who all want to talk, who all want to say anything. Give me this is the first thing, the first and foremost. Let's get to the important stuff first. The important stuff first is I got to give a shout out to all the number one calls in all the different regions. Got to give a shout out first to Giganta out of region 1. Giganta, that blue G-body, back half, that wheel run on 29. Also out of division 2, the number one grudge car in division 2 is none other than the great white gold killer, Chris Tootin. Division 3, I have to give a shout-out to none other than Chi-Town's Most Wanted, Dunye, Fade the Black. Division 4, I got to give a shout-out to none other than the 901 Bad Boys, King Kong. Now, you know, all that being said, you know, that we work hard. You know, these guys, the guys that I named, I know personally, work hard at at traveling the United States, and I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but it's a lot of time, effort, money that's dedicated to these things. I want to get to the first and foremost. I want to talk about the World Grudge National. And, well, before I go there, I want to talk about the World Grudge National, so we're going to get
Atomic Dog out of Texas to talk about that for the people who are coming to the World Grudge National. I want y'all to know that the World Grudge National, let me change that, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National is in Texas this year. The Grudge Inc. World Grudge National is in Texas this year. And as the same as it was last year, it's going to be a phenomenal race. All the key races in the country, will be there. And so I want to get Atomic Dog on this. But coming up, the closest race at hand is none other than Ronnie Brown's race down in South Georgia. Ronnie Brown is a loyal supporter of Grudge Inc. And I want everybody to understand, and we support him. So, you know, there's always somebody out there telling some kind of lie about something, so I want to make sure. So Ronnie will be on Wednesday to tell y'all a little bit more. He will be on Crew Chief show, which is Crew Chief and the guy and the hit squad is on hiatus. They said they want to take a little break. They'll be back around March or April, something like that. They just said they want to take a little time off. And, you know, just to be able to, I don't know, that's what they asked for. That's what they got is some time off. But we will have Terry, who out of the Midwest. Y'all might know Terry. He represents Team SVO a lot. So he will be doing the Wednesday night show. It's on this same station, same number, the same Grudge station, the same Grudge number. And so Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, Terry and the gang out of the Midwest will carry us through the winter. And his first guest will be Ronnie Brown. And Ronnie Brown's race is coming up February 22nd, if I'm correct. February 22nd, down at South Georgia Motorsport Park. Now, if y'all give me a minute, I'm trying to get Atomic Dog to come on so he can tell y'all about that, none other than the World Grudge National. Atomic Dog is the head of the World Grudge National this year, and it's something that we will be, I guess got to say this, the World Grudge National is a collaboration of all the major races in the country. Not that we got some of the major racers in the country. Not all, because there's a lot of good, key grudge races out there that's not a part, but anybody who is somebody will be at the World Grudge National. It will be held in San Antonio this year. And let me look here now, and let me introduce everybody to none other than the governor of Texas. Atomic Dog, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Jay. How you doing out there?
All right. Atomic Dog, a lot of guys, you know, it's been a lot. So I don't even want to say it. What is the, in Texas, you know, what is the main topic of conversation going on in Texas right now?
As everybody know, man, Texas is a very big state. You probably can fit 5 or 6 states from the East Coast inside the state of Texas alone. And, man, the whole buzz out this way with grudge racing kicking off in 2014, guys are already talking about the major race, Grudge Inc. World Grudge National, July 4th and 5th at San Antonio Raceway. And all the races that go on here in Texas, with all the racetrack that goes on, there will not be another grudge race anywhere that weekend in the state of Texas. Or everybody, every major player in the game is converging to go to San Antonio Raceway to kick off the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National and to accommodate anybody coming to it from the East Coast, from the West, from wherever they come, all over the world to participate. Man, we got a lot of people participating in the World Grudge National this year. Like Jay said, we got a major players in the game, man, are going to be traveling to Texas. We've been working and waiting to get a guy from the East, a guy from the Midwest, to come to Texas, and it's going to be going down. It's going to be going down. Heavy J is excited. We're going to have a lot of TV commercials. We're going to have stuff going on ESPN talking about it. So the people out here in Texas, the spectators and fans, they're waiting to see these major people. You know, as you know, we got Big Sexy, one of the heavy hitters that he's coming out here. We got the White Boys coming out here. We got the Big Low and the T5 and Crew Chief Neil coming. We got Baldy and his whole team coming. We got Mr. 5 Feet and 18 coming. We got the old Jack and 18 coming. Got Miller Racing and his team coming. Got Diz, got Donye. Then we got a whole lot of guys from a lot of states. And every major racer in the state of Texas that race, all of us is going to be at the World Brewers Nationals. You got, man, just so many people. It's hard to name everybody who's coming, who's being a part of this major show that people see on all these YouTube shows that are going in from weekend to weekend, making action, man. We got Never Scared Them. Them guys are coming down. It's a major people, man. We just picked up three teams. We had three teams we had to pick up. We picked up with Texas 10. There's a guy, team out of Texas. They got 10 cars, and they're going to be willing to lock anybody in with them 10 cars, man. They're going to make action. We got the Slider Boys. They came on board. They out of Florida. They new team on the block, man. They said they coming down with cars. They're going to make action. And finally, man, we got Tony Boss Vine saying, man, he wanted to be a part of this thing because he believed in it. He stepped up with the primetime team. They're coming in. So we got a host of others, man, that's probably not on every team, but said that they want to be a part of it. But it's going to be a big action, man. Brewer Jinx stepped up as a major sponsor to help support this thing. So, man, everybody mark your calendars for July the 4th and 5th going down in Texas for the Brewers Inc. World Brewers Nationals. It ought to be a great event. People waiting for folks from the East and the Midwest to come to Texas, and the guys have finally stepped up, and we're going to be working on this thing all year, every race. We're going to have people, and we're going to have flyers out, man, talking about it, trying to get folks to come to Texas to put this show on, make this show the biggest and the baddest Brewers show in the world. So, Jay, there you have it. Any information, any question, guys, you can feel free to call me. I'm Atomic Dog. I can be reached at 512-775-6563. With any questions, man, we would love to have your participation. Get them cards ready. Go do what you do. Don't break them. Hey, come to Texas, man. It's going to be a showdown in Texas with the world, with the Brewers Inc. World Brewers National, July 4th and 5th, San Antonio Raceway. Back to you, Jay.
All right, Summer Dog, I appreciate that. But now, all right, now let's hold that thought. That's in San Antonio, Texas, just to give people an idea about how many people, what size is San Antonio, how many people, you know, what's the population of San Antonio, roughly. I know you don't know, but just roughly.
San Antonio roughly has 2 million people. San Antonio roughly has 2 million people. And that's the only racetrack. There's not another drag strip within 150 miles of San Antonio Raceway. So that ought to tell you right there, folks are going to be excited. That's the only place going to be to go. And the track is 200-300 miles from there. There won't be a Brewers race in the state of Texas nowhere. But San Antonio has roughly 2 million people. But Austin, Texas, only 45 minutes from the track, with another million-plus people. So just to show you what we have in the vicinity of that racetrack, bunch of folks. And that track accommodates 17,000 people is what it holds. And every time they have the IHRA National, that's where it comes. So it's a nice facility. You want to check it out, you can Google it, or you can go to SanAntonioDragRace.com and look at it. Very nice place, nice track, and, man, we will go all night.
Yeah, so that there's no restriction on time. And but again, for the ones that just don't know, the teams that make up the World Brewers Nationals come all over the country. And now there's something else that's going on out there too, Atomic Dog. We have a track that is, we have one of three tracks that are already that's going to be grudging tracks, but That's a track out there now that's saying that they're grudging. And what's coming about that at that track? Tell us a little something about that, Tommy Dog.
What's coming up at that team with Denny at North Star Drag Race in Denny, Texas? Denny stepped up and accepted to be a part of Grudge Inc. and accommodate. And right now, on March the 22nd, they're putting up a free $3,000 to run, and they're giving away two Grudge Inc. belts. So, guys, if you can make it out here, if you're close around, come to March the 22nd, North Star. There's a Grudge Inc. two belts being given away. So it's going to be going down in North Star. Grudge Inc. supported.
All right. That's a Grudge Inc. supported race, and that's something else I want y'all to know a little bit about, is that right now we have about 10 racetracks around the country. We have 15 that have agreed. We have talked to 10 directly. And we have 15 tracks around the country that is now and will be known as Grudge Inc. racetracks, or Grudge Inc. sanctioned racetracks. Again, they won't lose their identity, but what we're doing, the purpose of getting tracks to identify themselves as a Grudge Inc. track is that to let all the grudge racers from around the country that you are welcome. That's, I want to make sure that everybody understands we will be putting a list up of Grudge Inc. tracks on grudgeinc.us, and I want you to know what that means. That means that these tracks are grudge racer friendly. These tracks have, and they will have a grudge program going on and some type of shootout, and all this stuff feeds back to these national rankings, these state rankings. As these tracks come on board, they have agreed to let us know, help keep record, and help us to verify when a grudge race has happened so that we can keep record of it, so that we can have accurate win-loss record from around the country. So I just want to make sure that everybody know that what a Grudge Inc. track means. When you see a Grudge Inc. track, that means that it is grudge racer friendly, as well as they have a grudge program in place that you can go to and participate in. Now, and that's North Star Dragway. They got a race coming up March the 22nd. I use Pro Stock Joe's word. I would be remiss if I did not also tell you that Hattiesburg, Mississippi, is also a Grudge Inc. track. And they have also a monthly program that will be going on. And there are about 13 others, and I was going to let them announce it at the time that they feel necessary. Those two tracks have already started advertising and promoting their event. There's 13 more right now. I'm hoping by the end of 2014, that we, at least get up around 25 or 30 tracks around the country and ultimately hope, to get into the hundreds. But, that being said, Atomic Dog, do you know the website for, North Star Dragway?
Yes, you can go, Jay. You can go to dfwoutlaw.com to fill up North Star Drag site. You can go to dfwoutlaw.com.
dfwoutlaw.com?
Yes.
Okay. So that's dfwoutlaw.com. I don't know what is that. Why the DFW?
It's DFW because Dallas and Fort Worth, the two cities, only separated about 20 miles apart. So
okay.
Everything sits kind of in the middle. So they call that's why they call it the airport is DFW. So that the races are so big, man, in Dallas. There's so many grudge cars in that Dallas-Fort Worth area. A lot of times they're pronounced, so you want to leave Fort Worth out, they just say DFW.
But it's dfwoutlaws.com. Okay. All right. All right. Then, say it again, Trey.
Or you can put you can put it up in All Stars Dragway. Either one to get you to your website.
Or you can put up NorthStarDragway.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. All right. One of the supporters, there's a race coming up. Is it this weekend in Texas?
Yes, Roy James has a race going on at HMP January 25th, Houston Motorsports Park. The MLK shootout, Roy James' race, will be going down January the 25th, Houston Motorsports Park.
Yeah, all right. Your phone signs were funny. I'm going to say it is Roy James, y'all know him. He got the Pro Mod. He got a race. He have an annual event at Houston Motorsport Park, and it's January the 25th. So any of y'all that can make that trip, and any of y'all that know him or any of the people that will let him know that Grudge Inc. is molding and trying to send in some people that way, y'all know him, let him know, because we want people to know that we try to support their events when we can. And so so that's at ATMP 25th. All right. Tracy, anything else? I'm going to leave your mic open, so if you need to say, howl in. I got none other than the illustrious DJ Grant.
Hey, let me make one correction on that. I said Northwest Dragway is actually NorthStarRaceway.com. That website actually is NorthStarRaceway.com.
Okay. NorthStarRaceway.com. All right, you guys, it's going to be that's a Grudge Inc. supported event, NorthStarRaceway.com. And it's so y'all go on and check it out and send them a y'all go on, let them know that y'all, that we, that's one thing that we need to let people around the country know, that we'll be trying to help them. So, you know, the people that know them or know people that's affiliated with them, let them know that we talked about their event, so that they'll know that we get that Grudge Inc. do give support. But now let me Tracy, I'm going to the illustrious governor of Alabama, DJ Grant. DJ Grant, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. What's going on, Jay?
All right, how are you making this evening? DJ Grant, you know, in the last couple of weeks, you know, at least I hadn't heard that much of from you. I mean, how are they hanging? I mean, are you going to have – this is what everybody want to know. I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm tired of people backdooring you, trying to figure out what's going on. Are you going to have all pressure in 2014? The Grudge World want to know.
Yeah. Definitely have all pressure in 2014. And it shouldn't be that much longer.
And now it's rumored. Now, do you want me to discuss the rumors?
Hey, man,
I don't
care. Put it out there. I don't give a, you know me.
We heard that you now have joined Kings with Live. I'm just telling you what I've heard, that you and Live Action have holding hand kissing, and they are tuning. They got their driver,
no,
and their people are tuning
no,
your car, and
no,
that you will
no,
have a Live Action sticker on your car, because it is now the Live, you know, Live Action
no,
is not a group of cars. I mean,
no, Live Action is Live Action. I mean, they good buddies of mine. We've known each other a long, long, long time, but their car is their car, their team is their team. I am a pro supporter of Live Action, because I've been a supporter of them since day one, but their car is their car, their team is their team.
So you said you have not turned over the reins, and I'm just telling you what the gossip committee said, that the fact that you have not been able to be successful, you're going to turn your reins over to them, and because they only had two races, and people consider them the most feared car in Grudge Racing, that would help you out. Is there any truth to that?
No, I ain't no. I mean, like I said, I'm just a supporter and a fan of Live Action, like a lot of other people are. I mean, it ain't got nothing to do. Like I said, they program is they program, mine is mine. Leave it at that.
All right, all right. You know, let's hold that thought for 1 minute because I got I know some folks texting as I talk, but I want to open up some of these mics right quick. We got a 313-0448. I got to see who that is. That number sounds familiar. 313-0448. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? Your mic is live. You don't want to talk. I got a 202-9518. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yeah, this is J Bars Monday Night Live. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Apollo. I'm just listening.
All right, all right. Let me ask you a question since I got you on. Are you familiar with the world-renowned DJ Grant?
I'm familiar with him by listening to him on the radio, but I don't know a
person. No, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Now, let me ask you one question. Do you think he's going to have all pressure in 2014? It's just your personal opinion.
I think he will.
Now, if he get all pressure, do you think he will be a threat in grudge racing?
Yeah, he'd be a threat. If he get that pistol hook up, he'd be a threat. I know that.
Now,
he talked pretty fast last time I seen it. He was moving down through there.
Okay, I got a question.
I say that much.
Last time
I
you seen it, who was beside it? Now, who was beside it?
I'm not going to call it out because I'm not for sure.
Okay, so pretty much he was
a long time
himself.
I
he making a shakedown. He just, go ahead and tell the truth.
Who was beside?
He just said he was making a shakedown. That's all he was doing is making a shakedown. I know that DJ Grant got you to call in. So.
Oh, wow. God.
I live where in Washington, D.C.
Huh?
I live where in Washington, D.C.
And,
boy, the hell.
We got you to call in, and so now, go ahead and
hey, J-Bump.
Yes,
this is J-Bump. Hey, that's your partner. You ought to be good that he can bring his Calvin 14. Hey, you grudge drinking, remember? Hey,
yes,
you one of these killers, matter of fact.
He is. Listen to this.
Hey.
You are right for all cases. But these people keep calling me, giving me all this news and stuff, so I'm trying to make sure that he doing what he says.
I got faith in him, you know what I mean? Ain't no need him rushing, you know what I mean? Until he got his car right. But why rush? And you can take your time and walk down in this fucking mall up.
Hey, that man is real smart.
You know what I mean?
Real
that's
smart.
All you got to do. That's all you got to do. When you come in there, it's going to work.
Yes, sir. Listen to this call. What state are you out of?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
You're in Washington, D.C. Now, let me ask you.
Yeah, they're Buzz Capital and all that. I go down that track.
That's right. Yeah. Buzz Creek Capital, those guys, that's a good group, man. That's part of what they call the DMV?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Some people call it the DMV.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
But now, you know, is there anybody over there that DJ Grant, that you know of, that DJ Grant might can get a handle on?
Nah, they ain't got nothing down there for him.
So you literally saying that whole area is going to be punked out by DJ Grant?
I'm saying like this here. If he come down to Capitol Buzz Creek, I don't think they won't mess with him if that car running to his potential. Nah, they ain't going to be able to mess with him. We really ain't
now,
got no fast cars like y'all got fast cars.
So now
you
let me ask you, so are you,
he
when
to
you
give
saying
all
that,
this
you
stuff
make
and
me
all
think,
that.
You make me think about
well,
DJ Grant can't have trouble getting down the track.
In the past it had.
So if somebody was betting you, if you were at the track and DJ Grant pulled into the water box and they betted you $100 that he will or will not make a complete pass, shakedown. Would you take that bet? They said he won't make it. They said he won't make a full pass. What you say?
I'll take a chance on. If I'm gonna win or lose, I'm gonna take a chance on.
Okay.
I might get lucky. He go all the way down through that.
J-Boy, I'm sure if you open up another mic, you gonna get what you want. I'm sure you gonna get the right caller that you try to live for. This just ain't the caller you want. I know you want one that's gonna agree with what you trying to make happen, but. Hey, I can assure you this. That'll be a good bet for you. You can double, triple, or quadruple that bet.
You know what makes it so good about it, in my perspective? Okay. I never laid eyes on this man personally. Okay.
Right.
And I seen him on the videos and I listen to all the talk shows. I listen to all y'all every time y'all come on. And what I can say about this man, from a man that's listened to another man, he got a chance. He got a chance. Yeah, he going to walk down there and mess them all up.
All right, just
I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah.
We got
you might get knocked down a couple of times, but you're going to wear on.
It comes with the territory. One thing about it, I'm going to get up there.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's all that counts.
Listen. Let me go back. Let everybody know that we got an unknown caller out of the DMV, out of the DC area, and we opened his mic up, and so we just get his opinion. Now, let me ask you another question, caller.
Yes,
do you feel with a team of racists called Never Scared, and I'm speaking specifically about the owner and operator of White Trash? Are you familiar with him?
No, sir, not really. I'm not familiar with him. I seen it, you know. I never studied their car. I don't know.
Have you even heard of the car?
I heard of them.
Okay.
I think y'all talk about them a lot.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. That car is a small block stock suspension, and I think he went on 28.
Okay.
Do you think he'll be a threat in 2000? Just your personal opinion, do you think he'll be a threat in 2014?
I can't quote on that because I never seen the car, really. You know what I mean? I never seen it run on a video. I never studied his car.
Okay.
Or
okay.
him personally. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fair enough.
We want
to make sure. Now, let me ask you this question then. Are you familiar with a man named Atomic Dog out of Texas?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Here we go. All right, DJ Grant. Here we go. All right. Atomic Dog out of Texas. You familiar with his car?
Yes.
Okay. If I was betting you $100 that he would make, I'm saying he ain't going to make it down the track, and you saying he is, you take my bet?
No.
You wouldn't? So you agree with me?
I agree with you that Atomic Dog might not make it down the track.
Well, Jay, you ain't right. Jay, you ain't right.
Hold on. You don't see that.
You're going to break me off, too. I'm going to see him, Jay.
Atomic Dog, listen, y'all. God, dog.
Oh man, y'all funny, man.
All right. Oh, have you heard of, I got another team to ask you about. You know, I'm just poking fun at a third dog, but listen. Have you ever heard of a team called SBO?
Yeah, I heard of, but I ain't never studied them either. Yeah.
You ain't studied them, but ain't nothing you can say about them.
Ain't nothing I can say about them.
Okay, all right. Now, all right, let me move down my list. I got to move down the list. So, but you say, outside of, is there anybody over there on the East Coast that you think that can do anything with White Trash, small block on stock suspension? I mean, no, that's the nicest car now. That's the nicest car.
Yeah, you got some cars to run. They're trying, but they might not. Yeah, you got some cars if they're trying. Yeah, if they ain't scared, they'll try them. They got some cars up there like like them.
Now, you know, how
you
far
got
are y'all?
In all them. Cubby no more 28.
Cubby, matter of fact, now, let me ask you this here. Cubby, I got to look on my list and see. Cubby is ranked on the national list, and he's out of Division One. And I'm trying to, I got to see where he at on that list. Because when you said Cubby, let me tell you what I heard about Cubby. I heard Cubby is a good man. He's a family man. Now, but I heard all that, but I ain't heard nothing about whether he a race or not. Now, I heard some good family-orientated things, but I ain't really, you know, I mean, you know, people just call and give me what they want to say, and everybody that calls me about Cubby, they say that he's a family man, that, you know, they're one of the better guys in the game. You know, you ain't gonna never find a better person in the game, and that they race. You know, but I haven't heard anything, you know, I hadn't heard anything. Let me see what Cubby had on here. Let me see, that would be a division.
Well, put it like this here. I don't mean cut short. He's a local racer. You know what I mean? He ain't going to travel far now. You know, he's an in-town racer. You know, you got to come up in his house and mess with him. You know what I mean? He ain't coming out there. Yeah, but he'll race. He's a good driver. He's a good driver. He's a good driver. He's great. But he ain't coming out of his town, though. He ain't doing no travel. You got to come to him. You got to catch him at one of the grudge meets. Huh?
Cubby Bear is ranked number 11 in his division. And let me see now.
Yeah, I bet all of them wonder about where he at.
Huh?
I bet most of them is one, if you going by how he went. If he won, it's mostly down in Maryland.
Oh, that's dealing with, okay. But now, how far is Maryland from Thunder Valley?
Not that far.
It ain't that far?
Not to me.
Listen, I got word that White Trash will be in Thunder Valley June the 6th.
Okay. You got to call him up and see if he won't go.
I can't see no way in the world if White Trash going to be at Thunder Valley June the 6th, why Cubby Bear can't be there?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking the same way you talk, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to get them boys up out of there.
Yeah, we both see the same thing.
Yeah, we see the same thing.
So, if you will, see, I ain't got Cubby Bear's direct number, but you let him know. And Wayne said he want to piss on his car. Then Wayne said,
"Yeah, piss on the floor. He want to piss on the floor.
Yeah, he want to piss on it. That's right.
Piss on the floor. No
piss on the floor, right?
Yeah.
So, you help me. Let me ask you. Hold on, I got that going on.
I want to put my dick on his back too.
Hello, y'all. We got none other than the great governor of Michigan, Wayne from White Trash. What's up, Wayne? Wayne, why you want to put your dick on a man's back?
Man, what is you, man?
Hey, Carl, you heard what the man said. You heard what Wayne came on, man.
Yeah, I heard him loud and clear with that one.
You heard it in there now, so you can quote.
Yeah.
And tell
you just say I'm going to get where it's quiet, and I'll be back in a second.
He at work. He said, soon to get to a quiet spot, he come back on. But, so you heard out your own ears that White Trash said he want to put his dick on his back. That's kind of
hard.
He
said he
wants to put his dick on his back.
That Cubby Bear. His name Cubby Bear or Cubby?
They call him Cubby Bear. That's what they call him.
He want to cuddle with Cubby Bear.
Yeah, he want to
cuddle. Yeah, dude. On his back, though.
On his back. Oh, you know,
yeah, on his back, though.
Hey, position he got to be in to put it on his back.
Hey, that Wayne
yeah,
never
mean
did
man.
It's a real deal now. I'm telling y'all that. It's a real deal now.
Look, let me ask you this here now. I got some breaking news. I got breaking news, so I'm waiting on Wayne to come back. But I got breaking news. DJ Grant, I want you to make sure that you get this word out. Thala, I want you to get this word out that I got breaking news. Atomic Dog said that just so that he can make sure that people, you know, stop giving him the runaround, that he may change over to back half, and if he change over to back half, he won't all the back half cars off the East Coast. Big Sexy, who is that? J.C. Richardson,
Jay, quit blowing smoke up them folks, bud, Jay.
Tell me, dog. Tell me what you're going to do to him, man. Come on, tell me, dog. Step up, tell me, dog. Come on, man. Jay, quit blowing smoke, Jay. Okay, all right, y'all. Then we got to go back to – Caller, one more time. Caller, will you bet me coming down gonna make it down the track? Let's get that shit straight. Let's go to the call. 773-7115. 773-7115. Your mic is open. Who's calling?
What's happening now?
Trayvon.
What's going on?
He didn't want to call for a minute. He didn't know who you were talking to. What's up, kid?
Ain't nothing happening. What's up, DJ?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
Ain't nothing happening. Yeah. What you got going on,
J-Bond? You hear Jay trying to throw me on the bus, don't you? You hear him, don't you?
I hear him, DJ.
It ain't hard to read between the lines with J-Bond.
Kid, let me ask you one question, kid.
What you got,
at the same track, kid, and you know we're going to be at the same track, and DJ going to be there, so I'm just letting you know, I'm going to bet you. I'm betting he ain't going to take down the track. What you going to take my bet for a hot 100?
I got to take that bet for the simple reason is I've been waiting on DJ to get down that track. If he has to go to a Walmart and get him an oil squirt can, he better get his oil pressure.
He said he's gonna definitely have oil pressure in 2014. If he got oil pressure,
he's going on down the track.
Okay, I'm gonna add. I got to add something to it. So it ain't hard to get down the track. Sometimes somebody will pull you down the track. What I'm saying is, will he get down the track at a 550 or better? That's what I'm betting.
I think he's good, I thought nobody there better, but I don't want to scare nobody. Yep.
All I'm saying is, kid, I got a bet with you. Okay. All right. That's all I want to know. Let me go to another. I got a 708. Okay.
And whoever don't bet you that you want to bet, you can bet that with me.
Hello, I got a 708-6369. That number sounds familiar. 708-6369. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay Bond, Stunner, Kid. What's happening? It's Cadillac.
What's going on, Cadillac?
I got a dream, man. We got a dream. We have a dream that DJ gonna come through there and stun the world, baby. That's my cat. Mm-hmm. Jay, I want to take a $500 bet, Jay.
What do you want to take? On Stunner?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. The bet is full power, and I got one stipulation.
You keep coming up with stipulations.
It's got to be a full pass. And it can't be the first pass, because you know he always make it down that first time. You know? It can't be the first pass. So, if it's any pass other than the first pass.
DJ, you hear J-Bond putting the insurance on that money.
I am, man. If y'all want to win y'all some money, all y'all got to do is bet that man.
I'm just saying that. All I'm saying is I just know for a fact that
Well, BJ, BJ,
huh?
Yes,
Stunner, number
yes,
one, baby, I'm with you. Jay, bet a thousand on two passes. Now I'm with my man.
As long as it ain't the first pass.
First and second pass, Jay. I'm betting 5-5, baby. And if he make it down there, you sweeten the pot, baby. Give me some odds. Nah. Holler. Come on.
As long as it ain't the first pass. But now, I got some breaking news. This is the Backstreet Knowledge. Cadillac, they said that you might be taking over Team SBO. Is there any truth to that?
Well, Jay, I'm going to tell you like this here. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Anything can happen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what the grapevine is coming through. Said that you might be taking over, the program director for Team SBO. You know, I guess they're gonna fire Terry and put you in place.
Hey, well, if it is, Terry's still my brother. We ended to win it. He got my back. I got his back. So we all around here. This is how we do it.
Right. I got you. All right, now here it comes. Brace yourself. I'm betting on SBO 500 over DJ Grant. What you gonna take my bet?
I told you already. You ain't listening, Jay. Man, open up your ears. Let me slap him one time. Man, I told you 1,000.
We were talking about making just making it down the track on full power on a shakedown. Right,
I got them both ways, Jay. Jay, wait a minute, hold on. Jay, what you got? Do you got one of my midgets? Cause I see one of them missing, man. It's one of them over there on them nuts. Jay, however you want to come, Jay. I'm faded. I got you faded, Jay. What's my name, Jay? Mr. Cadillac to you.
But let me say this. I'm going to say it. DJ Grant won't say it, but I say it. We don't want them to.
Let me tell you. Now,
repeat after me, DJ.
Down on his ass, I'm going. I feel like I just cut off the head, and the rest of them ain't gonna do nothing. That's why I decided to do it that way instead of trying to go up a ladder. I feel like SBO probably gonna be the baddest thing on 28th up that way. So why waste my time
DJ
with
Grant,
anybody else?
No, DJ Grant. DJ Grant. We've been waiting on your ass a long time. Who's 12 been waiting on your ass?
Let me show you something. The difference is, now, if I'm at the track and Boost 12 at the track and SVO ain't there, I ain't got no choice but to go on and give it to Boost 12. But if I go on and get SVO, the rest of them ain't coming.
DJ, we don't want you to short. We've been waiting on this shit for 4 years now, it seems like.
Don't get me wrong. If they still want to go, I ain't got no problem with that.
We want you and Deuce 12, man. Y'all got, it's got to happen. Deuce 12, man, you know how long Deuce 12 been waiting on you?
Man, listen, I will oblige to accommodate anybody that want to do something. But what I'm saying is, I believe my best race is going to be with SVO. That's just what I feel.
All right, now,
and I don't feel like none of them up there want any part of it.
Let me go to the phone line one more time, then I'm going to come back. I got to talk about that for a minute. I got a 414-6614 on the computer out there. I got to get back around to the right spot. 414-6614, your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's calling?
Show me, Jay.
I can't hear you, huh?
Hey, I'm at work. Don't mute my mic. I'm going to mute my mic. I'm going to jump back in. I'm going to go on break.
Okay, who is this I'm talking to?
It's Stokes, Eastside Strangler.
The Strangler.
I got Eastside Strangler. The Strangler, boy.
Hey,
hey,
I'm going on mute.
Stranglers.
I'm going on mute.
Hurry up, Strangler.
Hey,
hurry up.
I'm going on mute. I'll be back.
Okay. Y'all are fucked up now because the Strangler is on. Y'all are messed up. We go, woo. Y'all don't want no Strangler problem.
Hey, Jay, I want all the Stranglers' problems.
Who's that?
Man, that's man one, Mr. Cadillac. Mr. Cadillac to
Mr.
you.
Mr. Cadillac.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They already told you, Mr. Cadillac, that, you know, that you don't want no trouble at all from them. Yeah, I mean, we had this conversation about 2 weeks ago, Cadillac.
And me and you locked in, Jay. Man, Jay, I told you, I'm taking all trouble.
Mm-hmm. But soon as Eastside, we waiting on Wayne to come back from the, and we waiting on the Eastside Strangler to come back. But I got a question. This is a question for everybody that's on the panel tonight. The topic is the baddest man on 28 in the country, Nitrous, Boost, Turbo, whatever. The baddest man on 28 in the country. Now, I'm going to go down the list.
Well, I mean, I would go on the record and say I plan to be, but I can't say that I am. But I say
okay.
I plan to. That's I plan to.
All right. Well, Grant, you can't never vote for yourself. So other than yourself, Grant, who the baddest in the country? Not no division, not no region, not no state in the country on 28.
That's
any kind of power.
You saying as of right now? My prediction, and not including myself, I mean, I got to say it's very hard to say. I can think of probably about 5 cars right off the top of my head.
Okay, name the 5, and then we'll see if we agree with your 5.
Okay, CC and Jody.
I don't agree, only because they ain't racing at all. Keep going. Now, I like CC and Jonas, but all the haters
I'm
out
saying,
there.
No, you saying my prediction.
Go ahead.
If I didn't get more than five. Okay, Mo. Okay, Realtree. Uh-huh. Turbo
I'm
Tim.
I'm holding my comment. Ever since you said CC and Jonas, I'm holding my comment. So, I'm applauding CC
Jordan. Number three, Turbo Tim. Grudge car that's about done that will be out in 2014.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep talking.
And that's 4. Number 5, I would say, SVO.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you this. Now, hold that thought.
I'm not saying in that order. I just called
right,
that.
I'm there. But hold that thought. Hold that thought. Because I want to open up a whole other can of worms. Just hold that thought. I want to go to small block Nitrous.
Oh, I forgot Butt Naked. That's 6. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got to take this. Hold that. We'll put that on pause for 1 second. I want to talk about small block Nitrous on 28.
Okay.
Natural. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Big ball factor.
All right. Big ball run on 28?
Yeah. Big ball on 28 is a nice small block.
Okay.
Big ball factor, Wayne never scared.
Hold on, let's go back to big ball. Every time I ask certain people, is big ball a small block or a big block? Sometimes they tell me a big block, and then sometimes they tell me a small block. So which one is it?
Well, I'm speaking if he still got the small block. Now, there's rumors I think he might be going to a bigger motor this year. I don't know, but, you know, if he keep the look, he got a badass small block. I mean,
okay,
that's the damn
You can't take them away from.
Big ball factor, Wayne never scared.
Okay.
Brian Davis.
Brian Davis.
Chuck it. Jolly Rancher.
Okay.
Jimbo.
Okay.
Peter Smallblock.
If Peter Smallblock ever decided to change and start running Big Block, do he have to change his name? I just wondered that. You know what I'm saying?
I also go a step farther and say every one of them damn small blocks out this name really could jump, could dibble and dabble with the big blocks and stuff too. it's all one of those things where these cars are so close that damn near anything can happen. Nobody has room for error. Nobody. If any one of those cars are racing each other, small block and big block, that's his name, can't man one make a mistake.
All right, let me see.
Tracy, was Tracy trying to say something? Tracy, you ain't got nobody out of Texas, Tracy, that's supposed to be on the list.
I don't know
if he on that list. He might be on them times, but I just got a call from somebody you were trying to get earlier, and you can get him on the phone if you want to.
All right,
Somebody that wanted to run, that Tony wanted to run, he just said, get him on the phone. So you want to get him on the phone? I need the number. You can call him.
You want to give him on the air, or you want to give him in a text?
I'm gonna text it to you.
Okay, yeah, give it to me. And
I'm gonna text it to you right now.
Okay, and I want y'all to know that this is one of the men that whooped Tony Bynum's ass when he went to Texas, and he wanted everybody to know that he whooped his. I got to stop that cussing, man. He's like, that ain't good. DJ Grant, you got to help me, man.
I need help myself.
We need to be working on that, man. We need to work on that.
I am.
J. Bond, I got a perfect way to stop you from doing that.
Okay.
Every time you say a cuss word, you got to put $50 in the pot.
Ooh, it's not real fast, man.
Because I'll be indebted to the pot. It has to be $50 or something serious.
If you want to stop cussing, if you really want to stop cussing, now I'm going to tell you the real way to stop cussing, ask the Lord to help you.
Amen, brother.
So we can say a prayer right now.
Amen, brother. You ain't told no lie. If you ask for help,
you ain't
told
no
lie.
Lord, we ask you to come in and help Mr. J. Bond with his mouth. Take that nastiness out of his mouth. In Jesus' name, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, go ahead, Jake.
But if you come, you got to
put 50 in the pot.
Wait. Hold on, fellas. I don't mean to cut y'all conversation over. Nah, I just heard this man talking about pimps and midgets the other day. Now he ain't over there praying with Jay Bird. God damn it, I didn't see it all.
No, Wayne, it ain't never too late to say.
That's just real talk, man. Now you know anything, man, the Lord can help you out. Am I right or wrong? Will you agree?
I'm going to pray for them damn midgets.
Well, man, please do, brother. Keep praying for them, because they coming around, brother. They coming to your town pretty soon, brother. So now don't get tired to them now, Wayne.
Hey,
come on, Wayne.
Hey, Cadillac, let me know when you come to town so I can take you a vacation.
I got you. No doubt.
Y'all go ahead.
Now, this intermission, where's Jay at?
I'm back. Listen.
All right, Jay, so now you didn't say you're going to put something in the pot now? What's up?
No, it's just starting. Hold on. We just getting going. But I got to go back to Wayne. Wayne said he want to put his Johnson on Big Chubby, on Chubby Bear's back. Wayne, you there?
Yes, sir. It is all right.
I had on direct that you will be in Thunder Valley, and that's an area that's not too far from Thunder Valley, according to the college. So is there any kind of way that you can kind of apply Chubby Bear, or either maybe Chubby Bear might not be willing for you to put his Johnson on his back. But is there anything that you can send a message to Chubby Bear?
Chubby Bear. Do I know who Chubby Bear is?
Now, you don't know Chubby Bear. You don't know he's nice and small block, and his name was brought up in the same sentence as yours, so that's why we choosing to go down on it.
Let's just say if Chubby Bear come fucking with me, he's gonna be calling his ass Boo Boo. Hey, Wayne, tell me he's going to be some Jell-O.
I tell you, Wayne the real deal now. I tried to tell you.
Hey, Wayne going to put him in some Jell-O.
Don't tell him that, DJ. I'm going to sneak up on these motherfuckers this year.
Hey, Wayne, now that I got you on the line, and since everybody else on the hot seat, they had me on the hot seat, so now it's your turn. Now, it was brought up that you in Michigan, that you scared of Lil Tony and Kimo. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you know I ain't scared of Lil Tony because, you know, I love free money. So you know damn well I ain't scared of him.
So you saying that anything that Lil Tony, the world renowned Bumblebee car, you're not scared of the Bumblebee car?
Let's just say up north, when people get behind on their rent and on their bills, they just like a race here with Tony.
I ain't got no other choice. Then to go to the caller, you feel that? Out of the Detroit, out of the D.C. area. Caller, you feel that?
What's up, Javon?
Listen, based on that information we just heard, and I was betting, that Lil Tony will race. Will you take that bet?
Can you repeat that?
Are you familiar with Lil Tony?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the Bumblebee Camaro?
Yes, sir.
And I'm betting heads up, eighth of a mile, I'm betting that he will race. Will you take my bet for $500?
I bet he'll race too.
You agree? Now, hold on. Okay. Wayne, will you agree? Would you take my bet? I'm betting that he will race. Would you take my bet?
He will race what?
I'm saying if a race was locked in with the Bumblebee, Lil Tony's car, Lil Tony the owner, and the fact that he was locked in, I'm betting that he will race. And I'm asking you, my bet to you is I'm betting $500 that he will race whoever he locked in with. Will you take my bet?
In my meatball voice, Jay, you trying to tell me that little Tony gonna go?
That's what he said.
All right, in the words of Little Tony, what's happening, baby?
I think you're a race chick. But, I mean, I heard some. Now, I don't know. I don't want to misquote wrong information, but I think somebody said last night he sold a car.
We speaking hypothetically.
I say a race.
Wayne, being that you're out of Detroit, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think?
I think if little Tony Cox is running, I think you're
right. Yeah.
But that's the $1 million question there. Because I don't think you're a fake ass race. The man had problems.
He had problems.
He paid a lot of fuck out. You know what I mean? So I'm going to keep it 100 and call it like I see it.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I'm just having a little fun with Tony, but Tony have put a lot of time and effort in that racing program, and we just having fun. I think Tony, on any given day, he will race. So I'll go that with you. But
I have to go along with that too, Jay. He will race.
But let me ask you this. With Chemo race, that's the next question. I always thought Tony would race. I never thought Chemo would race. But now the Chemo didn't race last fall of 2013.
Let me tell you this, Jay. I feel Chemo race. I mean, the problem is a lot, people. I mean, I can say the same because I've been having issues with my program, but I mean a lot of times it's just people having issues with their program. And I really believe in 2014 a lot of people have gotten their programs kind of straightened out, so I believe we're going to see a lot more racing out of a lot of people that we hadn't been seeing racing out of in 2014.
I just got a text. I don't know if it's a catch word, so I can't say it.
Chemo
will not race nothing. They put the cuss words in it. Hold on. Little Tony ain't going to do nothing. All you're going to do is wipe on the car and get a McGuire check. Now, hold on. Y'all think I'm joking, so I'm going to send y'all. So y'all know I got a flip phone. So I'm going to send you the text.
What you need to do is open up that mic.
He ain't matching one for it. I ain't doing it all. This thing actually came in, so hold on. Let me pull up your name first, Jay.
Hold on.
Let me pull up Wayne. I'm pulling up Wayne. All right. Let me pull up Atomic Dog. All right. Now y'all know I can't type all this in on this doing phone. All right. See it. All right. It's on the way to you now. Tell me, DJ Grant, when you get it, tell me what it says.
It just came in too.
Now, you know on my flip phone, I can't type all
that. Oh, my goodness. All right. It say forward. Little Tony ain't going to do nothing. All you're going to do is wipe on the car and get a McGuire's check.
Now, could I type? Now, do you ask anything I can type that fast? Go ahead.
Little Tony was getting ready to race me in Macon.
I know. I've seen Tony. Like I said, I've seen Tony. The problem, Tony just had problems with the car, But now he do wipe on the car, but the car's a pretty car. It's a real nice looking car. It's a nice looking car.
I wipe on mine. Ain't as pretty as his, but I wipe on mine too.
Yeah, I mean, if I had one, it was pretty like that, I'd wipe on it too. Tommy Dog, he don't race here, he wipe on his.
Yeah, 901 with them. They show wipe on there.
They got a whole damn team.
They got a detail shop working around the clock at the racetrack on 901 now.
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't nothing. I'll be I'd be wiping on my grill.
So I mean, so you didn't see that. You didn't see now, DJ. You know I can't type all that fast.
Yeah, I believe. I know you can't. I thought you just said it, but that yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I can't type all that.
And if I got it that fast, I know everybody you just said it to got it too.
Yeah, I got it. So going back to the small block. Hold on, I got somebody want to cuss me out. Let me see who I got here.
Yeah, I just got a text. I don't know what it means. I don't know if he's talking to me or referring to us talking. Said somebody being a little one sided there. I don't know. Maybe he's talking about you, J Boy.
All I'm saying is, DJ, you know I didn't send the text. And I'm the first one to say, let me tell you this. I've seen, I can honestly say without a doubt, going back to Lil Tony, the only reason I think that Tony haven't laced, and I've been at several tracks with him, it was because something wrong with the car. It wasn't because.
That's it.
No other, I mean, that's the only reason.
That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the only reason. So I don't know if that's no. That's just the truth of the matter.
Tony will go and Tony will bet that chick. So I mean, Tony needs to know he got the green light and all systems go, and somebody better get out the way. Somebody got the race.
Exactly.
If he got the green light and they say all systems go, look out, let Tony finna go.
I seen him. I can tell you this. I gonna throw dog and beard up on his butt. He was trying to lock beers, and with Doggy and down in Orlando.
I just got a text about the West Side. He was referring to me. He said that on the 28th, the top four is my guy. he said four out of the six is my guy. Hey. I'm just saying it is what it is. That's just my hey. You might have a difference. And the person who tells it, he listed. So you gotta understand. I wasn't even in the equation. So how can I be one sided? Well, I guess I couldn't be in it. But you know, I'm just telling them what I'm predicting this year.
DJ, I don't want nobody to say I'm one sided. So you know I can't damn
type. I already know you ain't one sided when it comes to me. So I don't care what it is. I know you. I'd rather somebody else be talking. You ain't even to give me no credit, so it is what it is.
I just be bringing to light. I'm doing what dogs say. Dogs, I'm just be bringing to light all these back door conversations. I'm just bringing to light. That's all I'm
hey,
doing.
Hey, that's fine, right? I'm not mad at it. It is what it is. I don't care.
I don't have no
problem with the cars that I'm dealt presently. Ain't got no problem with.
DJ, just received another text and I forwarded to you. What did it say?
Okay, I did get it. Let me see. Oh God damn. He was under contract with McGuire.
And anybody that know me, no, I can't spell McGuire. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, anybody that know me, no, I can't spell McGuire. So that had to come from somebody else. He needed to come up and represent. What you think, man? He needed to represent that damn statement.
Who's that?
Well, they're doing the damn texting.
Well, I don't know who's texting you. I know who's texting me. I don't know who's texting you.
No, I'm texting you. Hold on. He done made the one, but let me see. Hold on. There he is right there. There he is. He done hit the one button. I got a 6. Pay attention, Grant. I got a 630-630 area code. Where that from, Grant?
I don't know. Chicago.
Where's that from?
Flat Time.
Oh, that's Chicago. Okay. That's why they so hard on Lil Tony. Okay. 630-1551. Your mic is open. Go ahead. 630-1551
Welcome to the Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hold on, Jay. I got some background noise. I'll get back to you right now. I'm working out a contract with McGuire's right now to see if I can get on the payroll. But I'll call you right now. I'm on mute. I'm going to go back on mute for a mute.
But there is a contract.
That's
is that Big Danny?
I don't know. Yeah, I got some background noise. That's me.
Danny.
Big
Danny. What's up, Danny?
What's going on, y'all? I'm in this restaurant. I got some background noise, so that's why y'all probably hear me going in and out on mute.
Give me all the chicken wings.
Go ahead, Jay.
What is this about this book, Tony, and the check and all that stuff? What's up with that?
He was on the contract with McGuire, so that's why he didn't do no racing in 2013. They just told him to show up at the racetrack, put the wheel polish on the wheels and the wax on the car, so he could sell the products.
Danny, man, come on, man.
But Danny, I really appreciate you coming on the band. Yeah, you know, people gonna be thinking that was messing with Tony, man. But let me ask you this, son. So you said you really believe that Tony won't race?
He had his contract with McGuire, so we'll see in 2014.
But Danny, I want to know your personal opinion. Did you personally believe do you believe he will race, or do you believe he will not race?
No, they say he business say he a pay pretty.
Who said that?
Business say he a pay pretty. Wayne just said, he said, if you behind on your rent, all you do is lock in the race, you'll get your rent paid.
You quote everybody but yourself, Danny. You quote everybody but you. I'm asking Big Danny, the billionaire. Do you think
he'll pay pretty. He'll pay pretty. He ain't gonna do no racing. Tell him I said so. You see, they got the entourage on me last night. I was trying to lock them in. They called the whole football team on me last night.
No, man, no. What happened, Big Danny? Who went after you, Big Danny?
Kimo kicked it off. And so Kimo kicked it off with me. And he's talking about he got to holler about little Tony. I tried to lock him in. Man, all I kept hearing was unmuted. Man, the whole football team came on me last night. And still didn't know lock in and get in.
So you were trying to lock. Tell me, what car versus what car?
He was the Bill Collector versus Junior.
Bill Collector versus Junior. Okay, I'm not.
Yeah.
And
that's Mario car versus the 901 Junior car.
Yeah. 228
car. Okay. Mario car versus the 901. Which car is 901?
The junior car.
Yeah, Pong Junior. Yeah, woo. Yeah, I can see why they didn't want to lock that one in.
Mario wanted to lock it in, Mario said that he didn't want them problems like they currently sit. But if they, you know, they can lock in or come to win. And it sounds like Whitman wants them problems.
Hold on, I got something that Noah. Now say it again, Grant.
What happened was Mario made it clear, so he really ain't got no business racing that car because he has a small block. But he said, but if they can pick a date or whatever, they can book a date 1-on-5, come to win, the Moneymaker versus I think it was the Predator.
Moneymaker, Tony
Byron's car. Not Moneymaker. I said the Bill Collector versus
Junior.
Versus the Predator. I think that's what the two cars that was in question. I think now Danny was trying to lock
in. Moneymaker is whose car?
No, the Bill Collector is Mario's car. Mario, stock suspension. He says it's a street car, though.
Right, okay, they
was arguing about the fact of the car being a street car, blah, 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 but it's got a small pocket. So.
Right. Well, hold that thought for 1 second. I don't blame Mario for dodging that bullet, you know, man, but hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Now I got a 334. This 334. Now the 6
Alabama.
Wait, where that?
That's 334? Yeah.
Right.
Alabama.
Okay. He come out with one call out of Alabama. 334-9628, your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? 334-9628,
your mic
is open. Who am I speaking with? Can you say? That ain't sleepy, is it? That's what I'm talking about. Let me close Alabama. That's what y'all do close out Alabama. You get y'all to close the night back up. I don't know. Listen, I got to tell y'all about this. Y'all don't know. If y'all don't know, Big Jake is out of Texas. I don't know if y'all familiar with Big Jake.
Big Jake got a Camaro. I see him. I see him on the board. I've been on a couple of forums and seen him.
You seen
post.
Big Jake? I think he got a.
Texas, ain't
it? Yeah, he out of Texas. And the Big Jake that
big
I'm referring
state.
To, Texas is a big state. The Big Jake I'm referring to is last year, Hoss Bynes went to Texas, and Big Jake laid his Johnson on his back. And
with
I got Big Jake.
Not the bratwurst.
Big Jake, are you there? Let me see, can I get Big Jake? Your mic is open. Can you hear? Tell me, dog, we got Big Jake's mic open, but he ain't responding. He might want to see the time. Huh?
And y'all talking about Alabama. Maybe something wrong with your mic, Jay. Ain't nothing wrong with Alabama. Ain't nothing wrong with Texas. Nothing wrong with your mic.
Hey, speaking of Alabama, DJ, what happened on CC and Jody this year, man?
I can't speak on what happened to them. You know, everybody got everything to say, but all I can pretty much feel pretty comfortable to say they will be a fourth in 2014. I seriously believe.
Hello.
You
know,
they're going
to have
a 28
and a 29 car. Now, you know, realistically, right. Everybody that's seen CC and Jordan's car, everybody, it was almost like they were,
bad.
I mean,
it's a bad
everybody,
car.
Nobody, yeah, it's a bad car. And nobody could take away, you know, they just had problems getting down the track. Now, but this is my question. What is the difference when CC and Jordan had trouble getting down the track? Everybody threw them to the wayside. But live action can't get down the track, but they're the most feared car in good racing. I mean, explain that to me.
Well, ain't nobody jumping up there, Jay. Hold on. You going to let me talk or you want to talk
go
first?
Go ahead. Okay. You go first.
All right. Now, when they was building the car, they was under depression, and that's how a lot of us were talking. They say everybody would say 29s or 315s, just like they said a lot of times they say 28 versus slash 275. So that was in their head. They could come that way. Now, when they came that way, you know, now everybody said, no, all you got to be a 29. Now, don't get me wrong.
Now,
they will, I believe, because I can't speak for them, but I believe they will run on the 29. If they go to a track and they there and their radios ain't working, they're going to put on them 29 and they'll race on them 29. I believe that. But their tire preference is the 315. Now, they don't care if
somebody
else is on a 315.
Go ahead. Can I say
okay.
Yes, you can. Here's what I say, DJ Grant. I don't think nobody is scared of them on 315. I don't think no good racer
Okay, I'm willing to bet you. Okay, that's what you say. I'm willing to bet you. Let's go to the prove it. Come on.
All right. I got three races. I got three races that will lock them in. They can run their 315, and we'll lock them in at. We can lock them in at these tracks since they so bad. Montgomery, Orangeburg, Hattiesburg, North Star, Milan, 5-on-5. They choice. They can run any time they want.
On it gotta be one of them tracks right there. I think two of them tracks they'll probably run at. Now, but like I said, I can't speak for them, but I'm sure somebody from Live Action is on the line. Or if I need this, if I can.
All I'm saying
line,
is lock in 5-on-5, and they can run whatever tie. I'll change it up for you a little bit. They can run every tie as long as we pick the track.
As long as you pick the track.
What I'm saying is.
No, I thought you said any one of those tracks.
Right. Okay, I go with those tracks. I was just trying to make it more tracks because I can't just name all the tracks. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to get more.
So
we can add more tracks.
You got a man that will lock them in 5-on-5.
No, not one man, three.
You got three.
Right.
That sounds like something they want to hear now. Hold on.
Three men, 5-on-5, and the only issue is, the issue ain't they time. They can keep, let's not even talk about time.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, Jay, they're not talking about nobody time either. They don't care if somebody put on a 315 also. They don't care either way either now.
No, Grant, we ain't talking about that. Don't tell them about what.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I mean, they're not telling nobody about that.
No. Okay. These guys coming on 29W. Period. Now, and we got a list of probably at least 30 tracks that you know that we can pick from, at least.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that's gonna be no problem to get some actual live action. If you talk about third track, I know several of them tracks gonna be a track of their choice. I mean, that they will, you know, I think approve of or whatever.
Can you get? I'm just saying 5-on-5. I know you ain't the sportsman. I know you're not the sports person. But 5-on-5.
I don't think it'd be a problem at all. I just, you know, like I said, it's just knowing
the track. This might be live action calling me now. Let me see who this is right here. I got a 219-4018. Your mic is open.
No, that's up north.
This is not live action.
Okay, this is not live action. Okay, so as of now, live action did not call in, sir. Who am I speaking with?
It's Terry.
It's Terry.
Terry, this is the other live actor.
Yeah.
Terry, are you as a representative of Team SDO, the baddest call on 28 in the country for 2014, yes or no?
We would like to be. We're gonna the car's getting fitted for 29s right now.
Hello, Terry. Terry, listen to my question. Or as a spokesman for Team SDO, is it your prediction that Team SDO is and will be the baddest car on 28 in the country for 2014? Yes or no?
We're gonna try to be.
Oh shit! I thought I had me a damn. I thought I had somebody in
there. Okay, go ahead.
DJ Grant, who is the baddest man in the country, including you, DJ Grant, on 28? If you can vote for yourself, who is the baddest man on 28 in the country?
I'm predicting, I'm predicting myself to be the baddest on tornado. That's what I'm predicting. I'm predicting myself to be the baddest man on a tornado tie in the world.
Okay, now
is that on the first pass or the second pass?
Somebody beside my ass. How about that?
Hey, DJ, how many years you been predicting that?
Huh?
How many years you been predicting that? It's got to come true one of these years.
I know, right?
I'm thinking that Boost 12 don't want no part of white trash in 2014.
No, hold on. That ain't fair. A nicest car, it ain't fair for a nicest car to jump on a boosted car. That, you know, we don't allow that. You know, you got to only run a nicest car because it ain't fair for a nicest car to jump on a boosted car. Do you agree, Terry?
Yeah, I agree with that. We need the back tire.
Did y'all hear what
Terry, you think you can make that race happen at 2014?
I think if you call into the show on Wednesday, I think we can make that happen.
Well,
Wayne, you want some Boost 12 problems?
Man, I've been trying to get me some Boost 12 booty for a whole year now.
You know DJ Grant's scared of
him. Yeah, after what he did in Alabama, he ought to be.
that man seen red light. That man, every red light that came on, he left on it. Good Lord.
No, DJ, oh, my man. Everybody know DJ ain't got no slouch. Man just has some issues. So if you ask me personally for what I saw, I think once you get the right person to touch the fingers on that computer, he's going to be all right.
What do the computer have to do with you leaving on red? What do the computer have to do with that?
You got me there,
Jay. Huh? That's all I'm saying. Every race, the only race we lost in Alabama, the only race
that
we lost, the only races we lost in Alabama was from our favorite son, DJ Grant, going red. And DJ Grant.
No, that was the making, right?
Yeah, it was the making.
That was the making.
I'm just saying, in Montgomery, the man got two tickets trying to go home just because he wouldn't damn stop on a damn, you know, he wouldn't stop on red. I don't get it. But now, Wayne, I know you got a race coming up at Mile of Michigan, and I know you have been speaking to the number four car in the country, which is a small block, the highest ranked small block in the country, number four, owned by none other than Big Dave, the Jolly Rancher car. And I heard that Big Dave is bringing a posse of small blocks to Milan, Michigan on May 3rd. And that, from my understanding now, this is what I was told by that posse, that, you know, that they want to string up any small block that enter on the property. Now, Wayne, have you heard anything about this invasion, yes or no?
I heard a little something about it, Jay.
Now, tell the truth, Wayne. Did it not make you shake in your boots? Did it not bring fear to your heart to know that those small blocks are coming out of the South?
Not even a little bit, Jay.
I mean, Wayne, listen to what I'm saying.
I didn't flinch.
The number four car in the country, the number four car is bringing a posse, Wayne. Who you got to stand with you, Wayne? You ain't got nobody but you, Wayne. Who else you got? Who else you going to pin on? Just name me somebody else out of Michigan you're going to depend on.
We got Jimbo. We got Brian Davies. We got Johnny Quick.
2013 haven't raced at all.
Ryan Dayton, 2013, raced twice. I'll give you Johnny Quick. Who else you got?
Who else we need? You just named four or five right there. How many I need?
I just want y'all to know all the hope in the world for all the small blocks in Michigan rests on the shoulders of Johnny Quick and Wayne, because the other guys that he named are all well-known guys and well-loved world races, but they had no appearance in 2013. So you telling me by May the 3rd, they're going to be tested and ready to race?
They were saving it. They were saving everything for 2014, Jay.
they go, Wayne. The frost is still on the grind. In April the 25th, man.
Hey, man. I seen somebody make a pass the other day, Jay.
They made a pass in the snow, Wayne.
No, I was dreaming, but it was still a pass.
Let me ask you this, then, Wayne. And I know you are a very knowledgeable man. Name the top name on 28. Big block or small block? You can't name yourself. Name the top big block or small. The top five cars in the country on 28.
And tell this is prediction for
2014. It don't matter. Any power
error.
Any power
error. I'll say it, Jay, is this his prediction for 2014 or just as it is right now?
No, I give it to his prediction for 2014.
Yeah, all right.
My prediction for 2014, I predict it don't matter if it's big block or small block. Well, Butt Naked not going to race the Mustang this year, right?
Yeah, I think he's
going to
race.
Yeah,
he's
going to
race the Mustang.
Okay, if Butt Naked race the Mustang, I take Butt Naked. I take the White Boys. I take DJ Grant. I would pick SDO, but I got a little beef with SDO. It's only one reason why I don't pick them, but... You know, they're fast.
All right, we got pending SVO. All right.
That's a good one. I say Brian Davis myself.
So,
Bud Dickie, DJ Grant, the White Boys, Brian Davis and myself, and Jimbo.
So those cars right there. The cars you named.
I like SDO, man, but I'd be honest.
I'm saying.
If they going to, you know, flash some times, then, so I can't pick them.
Yeah, that's been a serious conversation with him, and I thought,
other than that, I love that car.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
What up?
Nope. It's all new setup, all new car this year. No times whatsoever.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. We need a car like that to rep the North for us.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but now, Wayne, the names you are right, on 28, so the people that you did not call on 28 was, I'm going to say, DJ Grant put live action in every fucking thing. So live action, so you saying that those cars you named can beat live action?
No, I just couldn't speak. I couldn't speak on the car I had no knowledge of.
Right. Okay. What about Lethal Weapon?
Damn, that one slipped by me. You're right. I totally forgot about Lethal Weapon. But if he raced a little more, because I think today, what, he had one grudge race all year?
No. He's in several shootouts. Tell me, he's been kind of going back and forth from 28 to 29, but I think he seemed to do a little better on the 28.
Yeah. But other than the race with Cole Killer, who else has he raced? Where is race? I mean, I know he did real well in the shootouts, but
yeah.
I just like to kind of, you know, make my judgment off the
Where
is race.
I think he raced Tony Bynes too, but that might have been in the shootout also. But
yeah, they Grudge race never took off. It rained the night that they supposed to been racing. So I don't know who I can't speak
he
on.
Will
it,
race,
but,
he will race.
He will race. And the thing is, what about the so would you put him in that group, Wayne, or leave it like you got it?
Lethal Weapon. If he's gonna race a little more Grudge racing, most definitely. I mean, you damn near got to put him in C. He's number one, damn near C.
Not right.
If he was a good. So now let me ask you, how far fetched is it to see? To me now, and this ain't no reflection on DJ Grant, but I'm just saying, y'all know I use DJ Grant because he's my brother by another mother. But it's hard for me to see DJ Grant lined up beside Lethal Weapon. I mean, I just don't see
that now. I don't know why.
I'm just talking. I don't see that now. I have made bad choices before. I just don't see that as an equal weight.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to make it easy for you, Jay. If I'm at the track and Lethal Weapon at the track, we got to get down. We won't get down because he don't want to. How about that?
BJ, you're letting Jay put you in that trick bag again now.
It ain't no trick.
Not DJ. DJ. Nah. You know you my man now. You my man on the grand, but
uh-huh.
I did see you in the video. That was about 15 minutes long now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did that video do for you?
Huh?
I don't remember. I'm a little lost.
It might be.
What's the video? You was riding around in your truck. You was riding all around the town and shit.
Oh, my God. What about it? You want to tell them one of my video vixen moves?
I heard you predict that you was going to pump the white boys up. I did one time. Okay, you said anytime you at the track and you at the track, y'all won't get by. What I'm saying to you is,
and I tried to do that too.
What I'm saying to you is, I know you've been dotting your I's and crossing your T's, you know, making sure everything is everything. But until you get it right, until you make that trip down the track, I wouldn't say nothing.
I agree with you. Listen to what I said, Wayne. I said if I'm at the track and he's at the track, they ain't got to ask. Because if I'm at the track, if you see me and I'm at the track and I'm with the car, I'm ready. That's it. I mean, you don't have to ask me if I'm ready. I'm ready. If me and the car at the track together, I'm ready. That's all I'm saying.
Wayne, now
you won't see me all the way right.
Hey, Jay, my money is on DJ Grant. I just want him to do what he got to do first. That's all I'm saying.
Well, all right, Wayne,
I can assure you, I'm not gonna be nowhere. You won't see me if it ain't right. You won't see me or the car. But you see me, you won't see the car. But if you see me and the car at the same time, I'm right. You ain't got to ask.
My money on you, DJ.
All right, Wayne. I didn't want you to know, Wayne. I will spend your money, Wayne. I'm just letting you know. I ain't going to get it back.
Jay Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You forgetting about me, man. I want my money, too.
Now, Jay, you
getting tired tongue or what now? Come on, Jay.
Who you betting
on? Any bet that we got on DJ, I'm with DJ. BJ, the stunner,
yeah.
Number one.
Hey, listen,
I've already spent your money. I wish you go ahead and send it to me because I need to pay
you.
Bill.
You ain't spent my money? Hey. Well, hey, just let me know. That's all I need to know. Confirm it, you know. That's all I want to do is confirm everything with me.
Long as it ain't the first pass, can't let me and you lie.
Okay, bet that. That's all. The second pass, I get paid, right?
That's right. Second pass, you get paid.
Okay, that's all I want to be. I just want to make sure, man. Jay, I just want to make sure. I'm just keeping it 100. Hey, Stu.
Jay, let me tell you, Jay, you my friend. Don't make no more of them bets like that with nobody else. I'm trying to save you.
Stunner, don't save him, Stunner.
No, he. I can't say now. His money, y'all money locked. I'm just trying to save some lose no more. I don't want to lose no more money. I like him enough to not let him lose no more money.
Let me tell you this. LA already in the hole dealing with Eastside Strangers. Eastside Strangers already don't care nothing about Cadillac. Nothing. So.
AJ.
He's starting off in the hole.
I heard him say it, Jay. Wayne, check this. Put this on the press. I ain't stunning him. Now. Put it down.
So what's your predictions for 2014 as for yourself, Cadillac?
Man, I'm going to the top,
Joe,
baby.
You ain't gonna do
I'm
nothing.
Knocking them all out. I'm not whoever move, they're going to get knocked the freak out. That's my prediction. I ain't playing.
Joe, you ain't going to do nothing.
Well, that's what you say, baby. Let this weather change.
Man,
if you
ain't
got a
do
vehicle,
nothing, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man. I got a vehicle
right now.
I can put my 20. I can put my 48 foot up ahead and go traveling. Let's go.
I'm up in the north, man. I don't know them. They're not called strugglers.
Hey, and you talk about you keep saying you go Gappas though. Which one to bet on that?
You say what?
I bet you don't gap us. I bet you don't
man,
gap.
Man, bet you I gap you. Bet you I gap you, baby.
I bet you.
You know. Wait a minute. You know how the gap band play? You
man,
know what song that
about,
is?
I don't care nothing about that.
Okay, all right, brother. Time will tell. Now, like I told you, if you're ready to travel, we can leave tomorrow and go where it's going.
No. We locked in for June 7th. I will see you there with that 500. So you keep talking about you're going to gap.
Man, I'm going to gap you, boy. I ain't studying y'all, man. Long as y'all like I say, we good. That's it.
Okay,
get it down.
What kind of strangers bring you?
They supposed to bring a Mustang. They got a Mustang.
The
Hawk? I don't care nothing about no Mustang.
Is that Mustang going to be the Hawk?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
And what you bring to the table, L.A.?
Huh?
What you got, L.A.?
I didn't hear you. I got a Camaro.
10-inch tire?
He got Shirley Modani old car.
You know what, Gazina? I'm legend, baby. I'm legend. You know what? I'm coming through with it, baby. That's all I'm gonna do.
So I gotta wait. I gotta wait all the way to June.
Hey, Jay. They got to wait to June. I don't have to wait to June. I'm ready.
Hey, Kelly. Let's take FBO out the picture. Who is the most feared team in Chicago?
The most feared team in Chicago, I would say, is Fade to Black.
I said take him out the picture. That's a given.
I'll take him out the picture. You say what? I didn't hear you.
Take Fade to Black and take FBO out the picture. Who's the most feared in Chicago?
You know that, you know?
Man,
I can't really say nobody else. I can't call nobody.
Mantia.
It's going to be me in a minute, but then, you know, I got to prove it, though.
I'll tell you, Wayne. I got that shit on the board. The number three, hold on. I can tell you that.
I just started somebody ground in town.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah, Derek.
I got a few guys committed to travel with me this year, and you know the names.
Yeah.
Mark Alexander. You know what he got? The blue Mustang and Mantia and Boost 12.
Okay. Now, I saw Mantia switch his setup.
He did last year.
Okay. We still boosted up.
And Joey just called. I switched over. He said he was going to go down on you at Holly Springs, but you broke your transmission. So he
said,
"Who said
it's going down on me? Who said that?"
Joey was going to go down on you at Holly Springs, but you broke your transmission.
Joey,
you're
going to let that mean.
He said, "Call in Wednesday."
Call in Wednesday.
All right, call in Wednesday. All right, listen to this. If we remove Fade Black out of the way. Wayne, do it have to be is that you said out of all right, we do it, so I can't use him. I got the Unfriendly Ghost, Boost 12, and Grinding Pine.
Okay, well the Unfriendly Ghost is kind of friendly. I'm just saying, Jay.
You know y'all funny, boy, y'all funny. Hey. Okay.
I like what I see out of the ground and pound. And I know the East Side Stranglers will cold.
Yeah, East Side Stranglers, they're gonna prove it. They're going to do something up close and personal to Cadillac.
Ground and Pound, you know, hell, they made this move down south shit.
Yeah. Ground and Pound and Goat, man.
Hey, only thing I'm saying here, and I'm noting it on record, the Stranglers, Strugglers, whatever you call those guys, they ain't got none coming. I'm going to prove that. So that's all I got to say to that. To the Ground and Pound team, man, cheer them on. SBO, cheer them on. Faith to Black, cheer everybody on. Because, see, it's one thing about it in this game. Everybody got to rise. If you're going to rise, you're going to rise. It's like cooking a cake. If you ain't got the right ingredients, you're going to fall. I don't plan on falling, baby. I'm coming up.
Right.
I'm Cadillac grown, baby. Check.
But personally, you know, and I don't mean to disrespect nobody, and I don't mean to sound harsh or cocky or nothing, but it's just I got a feeling that Detroit just going to flat out beat the shit out of Chicago.
I doubt that, Wayne. I doubt that, baby.
Tam,
you got your opinion because you like it's like everybody got a hold. But you know what? You're wrong, baby.
This year here,
Chicago going to come up on every time we get on y'all turf, we taking y'all money home like we did before.
Don't get about a little boost.
Hey, time to tell. We ain't got to argue. We ain't got to go there. But Detroit, all right. But Chicago, out of sight, baby. Come on. We bring it to town, baby. We set the turf. We set the road for them, baby.
I'm just saying, this is something I feel in my stomach now. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. Now, you might have got to some wrong chocolate. You know what I'm saying? You might have some chocolate milk or something and didn't agree
I'm
with
not,
you.
I'm not big on sweets. I'm mistaken.
Okay,
all right.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Hey, Wayne.
Yes,
you know there's a little bit of rumblings going around about Team SVO and Bad Company teaming up.
Well, what they do on his private time, you know, that's between them two, you know what I mean? You know, but, you know, I heard they go over there kissing each other in the mouth, so that might be true.
Hey,
they have seen the tongue kiss behind the ticket booth, so you know that might be some validity to that.
Y'all sucked in the mouth. Boy.
You have to make sure you got the man who is tied up tight around your damn neck when you get on this show.
They say red hair don't care, so we'll see shit.
Okay, red hair don't care. Wow.
How long we got some more callers out here, man? Let's see what we got. I don't know if I called this one out before. What the hell happened to DJ Grant? Is he? DJ Grant, what happened to you?
I'm here. I was on mute. What'd you say?
Thought he got mad when he started working on his car and shit.
No, a live action private call. You know, anytime they call, he hang up the goddamn phone. He can't get them.
Oh, I
got a 313. Oh, no, I'm skipping. 219-2285. Huh?
Yeah.
219-2285. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Just listening, Jay. Just listening at the noise.
That's Leon.
Leon, let me ask you a question.
That's left-handed leaky-ass Leon.
Huh?
Hey, Wayne, you be on this.
Hey, hold on.
Leaky-ass Leon.
Hey, Wayne, you be on this show pretty regular. Is you going to Hattiesburg, sir?
Not if you going.
Hey, Jay, you should have my. He ain't going to Hattiesburg.
Hey, Leon, let me ask you a question, Leon. You know, as the governor of Indiana, you have to pick a grudge racer of the year out of Indiana, and you can't be yourself. So who are your nominees for grudge racer of the year from Indiana?
Terry. SBO, that's somebody grudge racing from Indiana. Well, I know we'll go travel, me and Terry.
Look, your nominee is only one? You only got one nominee for Indiana grudge race of the year?
Ain't too many up here. It's only a couple of them here. It's only two people that I know will go grudge racing. That will grudge race. That's me and Terry.
Damn, that's a shoe in.
Anybody else
don't want to
travel, Jay. They don't leave.
That,
Boy, hey, so Jay, just to let you know, I'm half Indiana. I'm half Indiana. I got 1 foot in Indiana and got 1 foot in Chicago.
So now, we don't want to step on Donye's spot, but just who you think, I mean, it's on your opinion for that state, but for Illinois, but who do you see?
To record your message, press 2.
What the hell is that? I'm trying to call Wayne back. He had dropped.
Hey, he don't drop. He won't get to Hattiesburg.
Who is the grudge racer of the year? Who do you think Donye is going to select? Now, we all going by what you think. So, who do you think Donye is going to as the grudge racer of the year for the state of Illinois?
Say that again. Jay, you know what you should say, Jay, instead, Donye? You just say the grudge racer of the year up north. Why don't you say it, Sam? You got more people out there.
Ground and pound travel,
but when it comes to Donye, you talking about a big dog. A big dog.
I know, but the question I'm asking you, though, the question that I'm asking you, Wayne, you on? Wayne. I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure you're back on. Leon, what I'm asking you, we pick a grudge racer of the year. And Leon, you know this already. Every governor gets a chance to pick who is the grudge racer of the year out of his state. Out of his state. So I'm asking you. Huh?
Go ahead.
I just realized something, man. Motherfucking Leon is the only grudge racer in this century to lose Lil Tony.
Now, don't say it ain't to you, Wayne. I mean, Leon.
Hey, Jay, Wayne just came around the last 4 years. I was racing when he probably was still looking out the window, man.
That's right.
You,
Wayne, see, you don't know
that.
That man been this long.
Did you or did you not lose to the Bumblebee?
Yeah. Hey, guess what? hey, look, guess what? The Bumblebee beat me out of $1,200. Did you not lose $10,000 from somebody probably the slowest time in Detroit? Then they whip you twice. You were
Leon, Leon.
I answer your question. Answer my question. Did you get your ass whipped twice in one day and lost the dance?
I ain't never seen 10,000 at one time in my life.
Hey man, I was right there, man. Watch y'all. I went down with your weak ass when y'all got the ass whipped the second guy, man.
So Leon, are you saying I lost to a car that was in front of me? The car beat me?
A loss is a loss, man. What you
I'm just asking you a question.
You lost.
You said the car whipped my ass, Leon?
You lost, man. Wayne, you lost. Me and Bookie was right there.
Tell everybody what happened, Leon. Tell us how the race went, Leon. Tell us all about it.
Hey, Wayne, listen. This is 2014. We ain't been talking about no sport milk. My favorite word to you, and don't let Jay forget what he was going to ask me. Why are you going to Harrisburg, sir?
How are you
going to
be there?
Jay, come on with the next question. Can we even have a no old ass people?
Hey, I'm going on mule, man.
Thank you, sir.
We got some time from Texas listening, man. Is there anybody scared of anybody in Texas? We got some guys out of Texas that's been listening in. You know, they just trying to, I want everybody to know that tonight we got callers from all over the country. And we got some Texas guys listening in. You know, is anybody scared of Texas? How can we address that question? Is anybody out here scared of Texas?
Hey, we don't race in the blind, Jay.
But the Texas guys.
Texas can go get on their stomach.
Texas guys, they like big ties and willy balls. They like big ties and willy balls. So some of the guys up north like big ties and willy balls.
Yes, they do.
Yes, we do.
Hey, the last time I seen that small block they had in Texas, they had a small block in Texas. I think it was 900 cubic inches. He said that's the smallest thing they got in Texas.
Yeah, things go big in Texas.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said a Texas small block.
A 900 cubic small.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Did you say you would run Lethal Weapon?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah.
Leon.
Listen, I'm gonna say it again. I want people to hear me clearly. Me and my car is at a racetrack, and Lethal Weapon is at the same racetrack. If we don't race, it's because he don't want to, and I'm sure he would want to.
Leon Hall. Leon.
Well, I say I'm sure he will want to.
I'm betting with Lethal Weapon. You gonna take my bet? Leon, I'm gonna bet with Lethal Weapon. You gonna take my bet?
Who you bet with, Jay?
I'm betting with Lethal Weapon, and I'm asking you, are you gonna take my bet?
No, I ain't gonna take your bet. I ain't no secret. I'm gonna take Lethal Weapon too, because Lethal Weapon been going out of track. DJ Greg got a brand new car. He gotta get his bugs worked out first before he gets in the ring. Now, when he gets his bugs worked out, it's gonna be a different story because he got something to work with.
Let me tell you something, Leaky. If you see me, I don't have no bug. I'm not coming if I got one bug. I'm gonna be bugless when you see me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not. The playtime is over. If you don't see me, if it take me a couple extra months and you don't see me, it's because I got bugs. But the team I'm with, it don't take long. It ain't gonna be the same. It ain't gonna be the same old stuff. It's a new day. That's all I'm
gonna say.
I need to be quiet. I'm saying too much.
Wayne, go ahead. What was your question, Wayne?
I don't think that was Wayne.
I just got a text, Jay. They say, tell DJ we'll see him in 2015.
Well, hold on. Hey, hold on, Jay. Text him back, say, I'm sure, because that's how long it's going to take them once they see me in 2014 to step up now.
I responded for you.
What I'm saying is, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing away from Lethal Weapon. All I'm saying is, if you claim to be a bell, which I claim to be a bell, you got to walk and talk and act. You got to act like a bell. You got to be a bell when you're out. I mean, I can't talk and not walk it.
Well, them bells go fishing. Wayne, what did Tate say? What did Tate say, Wayne?
They tell Leon to go get on his stomach.
Hey, I ain't got no stomach, Wayne. You got the stomach. I ain't got it.
It's hard to grow a stomach when you land on it all your life.
That's the magic word. You're going to mute your mic. Until you say you head to Hattiesburg, you really should mute your mic, sir.
I'm going to make you sit down when you piss watch.
I promise you not. I'm not even worried about you, Wayne. Just go to Hattiesburg.
I bet I didn't catch you going into me as fast as this year.
Jay, I just got a text.
You got a text? They told me to ask DJ how many passes he gonna make before he graduates in the day.
Uh oh.
Before I drag race. Hold on, I'm gonna ask any question addressed to me. Say it again so I can hear.
How many trespasses you gonna make in one day before you graduate?
It won't be as many as nine on one, mate.
I just said that's the text I got now.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's where it came from. And I addressed it just like I said it. It won't be as many as they make before they rush the grill grease.
Room.
But you know what?
Don't say that too loud. You're going to get BET woke up now. You know you're going to get mad.
Hey, it is what it is. I'm speaking like a T.I. is.
And you know it's bad when a man can just hear a text and tell who sent it by listening to the text. You can tell who sent the text. that I'm still trying to figure out is there anybody in Texas? Hold on, I got let me look at Division Four and see. Division Four includes Texas.
Hey Zay,
let me see, huh?
Who has Texas beat this year?
They had not. The top card that I see on the Texas list is Tony Thorn. I think the Blind Eye Killer, Hillbilly. Them the only three I see.
Whit,
now, and they got a funny name. Whit
knocked Hillbilly off last year. So who has Texas beat this year besides the Texas
top
people?
I'm just trying to, in the top 15 in Division Four, we got, out of Texas, we got, I don't know if that's right. They got a Booster GT, out of Texas. They got a Tony Thorn.
Hold on, Bills beat him at Cox. Come on.
You got Blind Eye Killer.
Never heard
of
him.
You got Hillbilly.
And then you got
The Grudge. You got a car called The Grudge.
Okay, Zay, you still ain't answering my question. Who have they beat besides the people in Texas?
I mean, in small time, in the small time world, they ain't beat nobody. I have to tell you the truth, beat nobody. But now, if you go up into the big tie, now, you know, in the back half, they done made some noise in the back half world.
Okay. The shadow done beat all their baddest back half cards. So who else they done beat?
good point. Let me see. Can I get somebody to uphold Texas, man? Hold on. Let me see. I'm trying to see. Big J, can you hear me? Big J don't want to talk to us tonight. He's listening though. He's listening. Big J, you need to stand up for Texas, man. You need to stand up for Texas. I'm not gonna put him on the spot no more than I've already did. So, I want y'all to know that. Let me see. I'm going down this list. Did a Tommy Dog fall off? How y'all ran a Tommy Dog off the show, man? Oh no, there he is. Tommy Dog, you there? A Tommy Dog, can you come and give us some small ties that can defend themselves on the national stage? Y'all gotta get Atomic Dog time to get that earpiece he got warmed up. Atomic Dog. Atomic Dog got a hell of an earpiece on.
They must need a no.
Say that again.
That must mean he doesn't have any.
Okay.
All right, Jay. Try another state over there by Texas.
We got the great state of Louisiana. We got the great state of Louisiana.
No, we're not talking about Louisiana. Try another state over there by Texas. Now, we ain't talking about Louisiana.
Okay, hold on. We got Louisiana. We got Mississippi.
New Mexico.
We got
Arkansas. We ain't talking about known grudge states. We talking about these unknown states that claiming they got fast cars, but we never see them.
Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. Yeah, they all pray for this. They all wear makeup. they all wear makeup, so you ain't gotta worry about them.
What's happening, Danny?
What's happening, kid? I wanna know when Oklahoma gonna come to a grudge fest to meet some real guys with real cars to race. Not putting on for the TV. We don't do it for the TV.
Let me ask you that. How often do gay people come to straight parties?
Not all.
Where you went over there?
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real. That's all. y'all always talking about keeping it real.
You use about that.
DJ Grant love to tell everybody he's going to keep it 100. So, DJ, how often... If you got a straight party, how many times gay people gonna come to it?
Not very often. Not them often at all, damn near.
All right. Hey, Jay. Jay, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Jay. Remember when I think that was Boom on Wheels that threw that race in Louisiana a couple years ago? And them Oklahoma City boys.
It was last year, and it's coming up again March the 15th. And we will be invading Louisiana.
Hold on, Jay, with your promotion for a second. What did the Oklahoma boys do when they came down there to Louisiana?
It was like a mouse pissing on track. They sit in that corner. like a mouse pissing on track.
That's kind
of
They did not want the cats to know that the mouse was in the, you know. But just think about it, Leon. If they would have did that, man, I mean, we would have messed up their whole hope to get a TV show, man. So, you know, they did the right thing. They kept, they came and they had their cameras over in their corner. And, they did what they did. But they didn't want no real, they ain't want no trouble. They set out for a goal, and the goal was to prove how bad they were. You know, so I have to give them credit for that.
Hey, Jay, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Hey, why we can't put on something like that? Man, because them Oklahoma bandits, they ain't nothing, man. They pray pretties, man. They slow.
One reason, it's hard to get three of us to agree on the same hamburger. That's one problem we got. We don't agree on that. We can't get them.
Well, one thing for sure, Jay, they don't bet no money. So it's all just for the TV show. They're not going to pull no money out the hat and bet no money. So basically, you'd be wasting your time. Now, if they pull their all money out of that, then it's a different story. They don't bet no money. If you see what they run for, $200-$300, man, that's what they run for that. And the show get them that money to put up there to bet.
Right, can they get that back?
Yeah.
Leon should be on that show.
Well, now, let me ask you a question.
You wrong for that.
You get more money than I did. I bet you that. You gave up more money than I ever gave up.
Oh, boy, Wayne, you need to go that way.
All right. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Now, just pay attention. Because we're all across the country, it's harder for us to do things. So, but how many of us will show up for a taping for a TV show and, under those same things what you just said? How many of us will show up for the purpose of the TV show and do some real good places?
If they pay like they paying them on what's the call, everybody going to show up.
What they paying them, though?
They get like, they saying they getting some money. They getting like $50,000 or $75,000 a year, some crazy stuff like that. Just the fake
races. Listen to this though. They didn't get that started out. When they started out, they weren't getting nothing. They hadn't become the number. I don't know if they're the number one show in the country yet, but they's real high up on the coast. So,
that TV show just like wrestling is all fake.
I know that.
Hey, wrestling's real.
Wrestling ain't real.
Yes, it is.
It's real.
I've been watching
it.
It's real.
Real. If y'all talking about high school wrestling, yeah, that's real. That stuff on TV, man, a man flying through the air, landing on you, everybody going to be in the hospital. How'd a man jump right up and go to fight?
Let me ask this, Leon. Is dancing real? That's all they doing is dancing.
Wrestling was back in Dick the Bruiser days, brother. The Crusher.
Exactly.
All them back in the day. Them was real wrestlers. The ones not. They play pretty. They just know how to fall. They practice.
Let me ask you a question. Let's go back to our original questions now. All right, now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Y'all tell the truth now. Tell the truth. Would you prefer to be a, I'm going to start off with Leon, and when he answers it, y'all don't be denying on it, because I know what he's going to say. Leon, would you prefer
to be a real broke grudge racer or a real wealthy fake grudge racer?
Be a real grudge racer, man.
Huh?
I'm a real grudge racer.
Which one you vote be, Leon?
A real grudge racer, Jay.
Nah. So, well, that's where we are. Because we choose to be real and broke, we can't get mad because these folks want to be, you know, fake and go home to retirement and luxury houses and condos and fly across the country and, you know.
Hey, Jay, let's not take that too far, because you got to forget, hey, I ain't got nothing against nobody, but y'all see what type of shit they got. Y'all see what kind of people them is. So we can't fit in with them.
They trying to promote grudge racing on TV like it's for real what they're doing, and it's not. If they break a motor, them people got sponsors to get them a whole new motor the next day, and they go back to racing. If we break a motor, we be down for almost six months.
Let's take it right again. That ain't how it started out. See, that's what everybody want to jump. Everybody want to start out at the top. When they started out, they didn't have no sponsorship. They were going around the track doing the same thing we were doing. They worked together, and they sold the deal.
Hey, Jay.
They didn't start out that way.
Hey, Jay, if we get on TV, you know, if we get on TV and go to back $3,000, when people's going to get involved with us, they're going to bother us. They on TV false flagging, and they ain't bothering them. Well, let us get on TV. Let's sit here and get on TV and the TV show on us.
Now, watch this. Leon, watch this now. You just said that you'd rather be a real grudge racer and not get paid. Now, watch me. I'm going to ask your nemesis. Wayne, you on the line, Wayne?
Wayne, why are you going to do that, Jay? Ask him if he's going to the
Wayne, where you at? I'm going to somebody else here. Let's see who else on that. Let's go to DJ Grant. DJ Grant.
I'm right here, sir. What up?
Wayne, let me ask you a question. Would you prefer to be a real grudge racer, dying to your socks, a real grudge racer, not making no money, you know, have to pay for your own bills, have to pay for your own engines, or would you rather make $100,000 a year and have sponsors pay for all that and be a fake grudge racer? An imitation. I ain't going to say it's fake. You know, I'm talking about a choreograph for TV. Which one you prefer?
As they say in Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
That's it.
Show me the money. I'm going to be what you want me to be. I'm going to go for that cash. I'm going to put me a 13-second car together and be spread and look like I'm going fast with the camera.
Exactly.
You're going by yourself.
The engine ain't going to never count, so it ain't going to run for 13 seconds.
I swear to God,
them damn cars were so goddamn slow on that show.
Man, I'm telling you. And they speed the camera up.
man,
photography is something else now.
They look so slow, I bet Leon could be every last one of them.
Oh, wait a minute, but this would get me. Now, when they be going down these so-called roads that they be racing at, man, they don't have no room for error, but, man, the error that they be fighting the car inside the car, they be fighting the car, kind of like it's going sideways, across all up, but they ain't got no room.
No, you know what? Hey, you know what's kind of like? If them cars was fast like our cars, not you and Leon's, our cars. If you get in the dirt like that, you gonna wipe out.
You out, man.
Wayne, hold on. They got John 4.5 under the back of them. They ain't gonna go all that damn. Look, all them cars got 1733s up on these folks.
Hey, you know what's even better? It is the Formula One motor sounds coming through the finish line.
Yes.
Hey, that was with California.
Yeah. Hey.
I haven't had the opportunity to see that show. I hear a lot about it.
I mean, Jay.
You know,
You have to be a damn fool to race a twin turbo big block with 33s on it under full power on the street. Man, they got the damn magic. Can you believe that?
It'll never pull off, Wayne. It'll never pull off. You know what I'm saying? It will never pull off. I don't care how you detune it. That car is not, once it hooks up, it ain't going to never hook up. It won't never hook up.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
They ran the boy Tuffin up here, right? You know he got something sticking out the hood, man. Daddy Dave tried to run him. Daddy Dave raced him. Man, that man ran away from Daddy Dave from the word go. That man.
Yes, he did.
He put an 8 mile track on him. Jay.
Hey,
from the
word
go.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
You know where that episode's at? They lost.
Where?
That's a lost episode.
That's one of them lost episodes.
Oh yeah, it is lost, but you know it's up on the internet. A lot of people put it up there now.
You know,
my question to everybody is: if the law enforcement is trying to deter street racing, why are they trying to promote this shit on the street?
I know, man. That's something that I agree with. That's on the other side. That ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
When you got people that are on airports, they let you come on there with airport, make airport shots like you on the street and put all that canvas up like you put the trees up there and the lights and all that stuff, make it seem like they're on the street.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, the camera can't hide them damn rental lights that they got lined up all down the side of the road. I'm like, who has time to set up all these U-Haul rental lights that's all down the side of the road? Come on, man. And then when there's the police coming, but they got time to pull a car in the trailer, strap it down, to pull off for the car. You hear the siren the whole time. Come on,
man.
Let's make it somewhat realistic now. I mean, if the police come that race, if they're that close, the car gonna take on off and go somewhere, and the truck gonna be behind that motherfucker. Come on, man.
I didn't watch last season, but I watched 5 episodes of this season. And during every race, they got the whole street blocked off, and nobody's ever come down the street. Shit.
Never.
Yeah. I agree. But listen to this now. What we have done, they have done successfully in their choreographed dance. They got the real people that do it for real taking notice and talking about them.
Yep. I'm going to say this. I watch, it's crazy. All of us talking shit, but all of us watch the goddamn show.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Now they did go out to California and kick your boy ass, Jay.
Who they got?
Tayo. No, they wouldn't even run Tayo, buddy. They picked the slower people from up there and ran them and beat them.
They got Tayo people, you know what I mean? No, they didn't get Tayo on the line.
They are promoting street racing. I just don't understand that. Yeah. They are promoting street racing. I don't know. I'm not going to get away.
And then this thing comes up, them guys
gonna be millionaires because everybody tuning into it, watching it. So them guys gonna be millionaires.
Oh yeah. I heard they got like 1.5 million views. Something like that.
Yeah.
They got more views than NASCAR.
Not NASCAR.
Hell no.
NHRA. Hey, which we all know class racing, and class racing ain't got about 25 damn watches anyway. All right, let me ask that question. Everybody on here is good racers. When the last time y'all at an NHRA event?
I can't remember.
I'm always at them, Jay.
Last year.
When I fall asleep and wake up, and it's on my TV.
I don't even know when they come on.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now. But at one time, now we used to watch that. But I'm just saying, class racing. That's why people are looking for something. But let me tell you this: this is the part that nobody pay attention to. We don't even Royce racing is a subculture. If you talk to people in mainstream and you tell them that you're a grudge racer, they don't even know what it is. So that's why, you know, they don't know what it is. We have not promoted what we do. I mean, it's probably less than 1% of the country even know what the hell a grudge race is.
You're right. So think about it, you can look at it from another perspective. Like people you just know every day. You know, you might be around or whatever, you know, what everybody may do and at, you know, where they may work or people they may know, just ask them what they know about grudge, and they don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, it's like the first thing they're going to say, you talking about when y'all go riding around in circles?
Yeah. It's funny you say it like that, but that's so true. I mean, just like people right in your own area, your own community, you might can ask them about it, they don't have a clue what it is.
You know? We're doing.
Yeah, they don't know what
drag
racing is.
They don't know what drag racing is, really. But we're still doing something, and we think because we know what we're doing, everybody do, but most people don't. I ran into that because I've been trying to get promoters, sponsors and stuff. They're like, what the hell is it? They don't know what it is.
Right.
They know what drag racing is.
Oh, they think it's two female impersonators walking down the street.
Hey, you know,
yeah,
you're right. They had that thing on TV. They had drag race, and I was gonna stay up late to see it. It's called Drag Race, right?
And it was RuPaul.
RuPaul. I'm like, what is this?
I thought it was Leon 3 Lug shit.
I know what it was.
Oh, man. Who was that, Wayne?
I know the theme music to it. Y'all want to hear it?
Come on with it, DJ.
That boy crazy.
Like, man. Hey, let me ask y'all another question. I've been playing some old shows. Have y'all got any calls trying to figure out if them shows real or not?
Man, you had that the first time you did that. People were texting me saying, what the hell going on? I can't get in.
I had that show playing Friday, man.
They called
me. Come on, man. Man, you in Little Bow, Oregon? I was like, man, that happened over a year ago. Everybody, man, they be thinking. I don't know if y'all heard or not, but we've been playing some old shows on Wednesdays and Fridays, man. And the show, the good part about it, the show sell out. And everybody trying to get in, huh?
I asked somebody, 2 hours of the show before I told them that was a rerun.
We got rerun shows.
I heard Leon was listening to one show, heard his voice, was like, man, how I do that? Boy, you wrong, Wayne. Wayne, lay down on your stomach.
Oh, man, that's wrong.
You wrong.
That goddamn Wayne hard on the yard, boy.
Boy.
They trying to figure out how he did that. Leon, how'd you do that, man?
There goes Jay, gonna rub it on in.
Jay, you straight up instigator, boy. He goes to ask the man, hey, how did you do that?
Snap
my fingers.
If you think Jay Ball will slide one in on your ass.
Hey, Jay a real slick guy. He real smooth. He'd be laying there right there with you, then he'll lay there and put it down.
Well, you put the bag in your back and break it off in there. Click.
hey, you, need to, you need to play that record that, what's in their head on that? You ain't gonna do nothing.
He's laughing so hard. We can't hear what record it is.
I don't use no words, but you know the N word. You know, and what's the name from Cal? K.O. had it on the show the other night and slid it in when that dude came on your show last Tuesday night, Stunner.
Yeah.
When you kept going in and out of the show.
Yeah. Oh my. You got it on your board, Jay. The one that said Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit.
Oh, man.
You ain't going to do it.
That's it.
Hey, y'all know he's talking to Leon, right?
Boy. This has definitely been interesting.
I seen that on the board, but I was scared of Magic. Called Kevin Hart and said some stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was scared of Magic. I said I was going to listen to it first.
Hey, they was not scared to use it too. I can assure you that.
Hey, my man came on the show. Hey, my man came on the show talking real crazy. First he was talking about he wants to promote his show he gonna have down there on the beach in the summertime.
We had a man come on wonderful. I stepped off for a second, but when I come back on, World War III had done broke loose on the show. When I tell you everybody on the show was going in on this man, I came in and I said, hey, wait a minute, the man just tried to promote a show. It's no, Stunner, shut the fuck up. You wasn't on there. You didn't hear what he said.
No, you wasn't on there, man. That man disrespected, man. He said, for those of you who can't read or spell, it go like this. Hey. Hold on, man. Man, we went in on him.
Then he told him he knew karate or something.
Don't goddamn wacko.
Man, he sold out the box.
Uncle Larry let him have it, though.
Man, they played that 100 times, they ain't played that 1,000 times, baby. Every time it sounds good.
Jay, you done had that cycle to call in, bitch.
But they could probably let somebody listen in.
Well, you boy got boy Jay, you ain't right.
Wayne agreed.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Jay, I hear some clicking, I just hang up.
Yeah,
y'all tell these private jokes.
That's what I'm talking about. Talk to the kids.
He just put up the back door. Where he's going to talk on.
Somebody talk to the kids or somebody. Kid, yeah, that's you?
Somebody got something on the background.
And what about, Cadillac? I ain't heard nothing from Cadillac ever since, Cadillac, Eastside Spangler, they ain't on no more. You can talk.
Hey, Jay, I told you to lay down on your stomach, man. Don't be trying to run that back in, man. They don't want no trouble here, brother. I've been here all the time. Hit that button one time. Hit that button one time. Hit Kim Hart one time. Say what? I can talk.
You ain't going to do shit.
There you go.
Nigga. You ain't going to do shit.
ain't going to shit.
Go
you it. Ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
That's it, see? You can't call him on me.
That reminds me back when you was in elementary school, motherfucker picking on you. Your boy was like, you ain't going to do shit.
That's right, that's right, that's right. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
I tell you, man. I don't know. Huh?
Who you predict to be the 2014 Grass Race of the Year?
2014. You know, I.
Leon.
Everything gonna kind of change in 14, ain't it? Well, you know, they said, see, that's the thing. I can remember every year they say that. Every year, you know, there's always new cars coming. I have to go back in 2013. Wick and them thought they were going to take over the world with candy cane, you know. And candy cane, you know, shit, I don't even know. You know, candy cane wasn't nothing but some sweet, you know, nothing, it was just sweet. That's all it was.
There you go, there you go.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's hard to
I'm gonna say it like this, you know, if when it comes down, it's your old faithfuls that you can depend on. People who are out there tried and true.
You know, it's something, you know, they're gonna be the ones that always kind of float, you know, they say like cream float to the top, you know.
Yeah.
All this, that new stuff, it takes time for that new stuff to come around, man. And
right.
I don't necessarily see no big, not too big a thing. I mean, you know, in 2013, you know, Cold Killer came on the scene and rose to the top real fast. Lethal Weapon had been struggling for the last couple of years and finally got things together, came to the top.
What happened to the white boys? They started off strong.
Yeah, again, you know, they faded out in 2013. You know, they were strong 12, 11, 13. Now you don't even hear their name no more. Really, nobody even, I was surprised that, you know, that you even called their name, Wayne. I mean, just because most people don't even pay them no attention no more. And this is the thing. Whoever taking a bath, can you wait a little bit longer? We're going to get off the show in about 15 minutes. And it didn't sound like bath water. It sounded more like douche water. Take the douche at 11:05.
Get out the finger, yeah.
But if you go back, if you think about it, you know, now the white boy still, that car is still strong, and they ruled there for a minute. You know, that's one thing, though. You know, if you don't keep progressing, you know, everybody catch up with you. You know, I mean, and it proved true performance, who was real strong locally. You know, I think put the white boys on the trailer two or three times this year. You know, and go ahead.
Will the drag radio be a factor this year?
In my world, I'm going to say no, and only because drag radios are only effective at a few select tracks. And when you try to take that, when you got real grudge races traveling around the country, you're only going to run into a drag radio prep track probably, you know, one out of every five or six times, you know, that you go out. So when you go out, either you are not going to go out, or when you do go out, you're going to lose. And that's one of my things, is that I don't think that we should be given. I think we should let people earn. Now, we need hype. Now, I'm not trying to take away the hype that we need, but I think people should earn their honors, you know. And if I could only race you at, if you could, the only time I can race you is in Macon. You know, and I might be a bad man at Macon. I might got a lot of people trying me in Macon. But, you know, they even used that against the white boys. If you remember at one time, everybody thought that they were only race in Macon. And they had several people come to Macon to try to whoop. And they learned that they couldn't. And they learned, you know, that they were real champions.
Right.
But you got
you got to come out of that. You got to come out of that one track mentality. You know, you gonna have, if you're a good person, and I personally hope that we maintain that all races are from around this country and not out of three tracks. You know, if they go to, I'm gonna make this statement: if good racing goes to radio, we're gonna have it ain't gonna be with three tracks. It's gonna be three tracks, and every all the other tracks ain't gonna have no talk.
Right. You do you think a boosted car can dominate grid racing?
I tell you what, I made three years ago. I had made the statement that a boosted cars was gonna shut nitrous cars down. That nitrous cars would not never. Once boosted cars start getting more data analyzers, more control over their boost with programs. I surely thought that boost racing was going to be all that everybody would have to go to a boosted car, and I have been proved wrong ever since I made that statement. Because each year these nitrous cars are stepping up. Just as the technology improved for the boosted car, if technology changed for the nitrous car too.
I said it time and time again. I said it a while ago. The playing field in the eighth of mile, I mean, it's pretty much been leveled. It can go either way. These cars are so close and it's so competitive. And
isn't it safe to say nitrous still wins?
I would agree with that.
Hold on. With one exception. Nitrous still rules until you go back to just two tracks. Two tracks in America where nitrous cars don't rule. And those same two tracks is one of the three tracks that are known for good track races. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. So will small blocks become extinct?
It looked like small blocks class is starting to grow.
I believe that small block racing is gonna rise to the top in 14. Yeah, it's gonna rise to the top.
I believe it's coming back. I thought it was gonna die, but no, that shit is getting stronger.
So you think I should take my motor off racing jump?
If it's on there, I say yeah, take it off.
You know, I think that small block racing, you're gonna start seeing a lot more small block races. And I know for a fact that Will Jenkins start pushing a lot more because we're getting a lot of calls from guys who feel like they're being overlooked. And realistically, they probably ain't no more than a tenth or two behind the biggest and baddest, big block.
Okay, so what are we going to do to get these races they just do? Because I'm quite sure everybody tired of, and I don't mean it disrespectfully, to turn on the radio every night. You can't just talk about live action, Cold Killer, and Lethal Weapon every goddamn night.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, I think it's time. I mean, I would like to see not whoever that was going to do it. Now that they're on the damn swing or something. Are they on the swing?
That's somebody's got a speakerphone. Got their phone on speakerphone.
I'm trying to damn find it. But listen to this. What I'm saying is, I think it's time for a small block, but the one thing, a small block radio show for everybody, because a lot of times people don't realize too now, Grudge Inc. do have a bike show. Grudge Inc. have an ATV show. You know, we have other shows out there that we push and promote. You know, a lot of guys in the Grudge Race don't know that, but we got other shows. We do have a drag bike show and a ATV show that come on every week. But, you know, I would like to see a small block show come on, small block nitrous show come on, and as well as maybe a boosted show, you know, a boosted show come on.
Isn't Thursday night the small block mafia show? Thursday night Eyes, I think it is.
Well, yeah, that's his personal thing. He don't, you know, he ain't, that's what he races, and that's the name of that organization. But, I mean, realistically, you know, they race anybody, but because he got small block, he entertains, you know, more people in that because he's one of the guys that race a lot. So it have a lot to do with the show, I guess, based on what kind of car the guy had, you know. But,
they only got three race cars in Mississippi, shit.
and they got them, I guess. So that's, you know.
And one of them, the Mississippi Nightmare.
Well, hell, it's in Florida. So so they ain't too much. But I think, you know, it would be good to do a show. I think it ought to be. I think small block. That's what we, you know, when we were. I know, and Nathan, that's what we used to have, a small block 28 shootout. Yeah, damn near every other week. You know, I mean, we always get 12 or 16 cars.
Hey Jay, now you talk about small block shootouts. Do you include the turbo small blocks in those?
No.
Small block nitrous.
And then when we did big block, it included a boosted car in the big block. Big blocks and boosted cars all fell in the same category.
But when it comes to extreme 28s, it's just whatever. You just got to feel like you can get in there.
Right.
Matter of fact, let me add this to it. The extreme 29 Roy Dean champion of the world, the bump bump champion of the world. Y'all familiar with the bump bump champion of the world? Y'all didn't watch Fat Albert, because Fat Albert was the bump champion of the world. Y'all got to start watching Fat Albert. But anyway,
Jay, lay on your stomach, man.
I lay on my stomach, but I'm gonna tighten up my booty. I just want you to know, but I'm gonna hold that mother tight as I can.
I'm gonna tell y'all that shit don't even sound right. Y'all stop this shit.
Tighten up his booty, boy.
I'm gonna hang up this damn phone.
J-Bot.
The extreme 29 championship. Nobody. Let me show you this, Matt. Everybody is keeping and hopping on all these other, but the extreme 29 champion is Lil Rick. And he's a nitrous car.
Right.
So, you know, and ain't nobody trying to lock him in. Ain't none of these booster cars trying to lock him in, you know.
He's
running on one operator. He's running on one operator, you know.
Yeah, I got a good question for you and DJ. All
right.
Will anybody challenge Butt Naked for the belt in Lorraine?
In the rain?
In LaGrange.
You know,
I don't think that but Nick gonna run in LaGrange. I think I don't know, but I think what Jay, what you go and say what you was gonna say, I think you was gonna say
that. That's one thing that we're gonna change, you know, that we had several people that when they got called out, they tried to pick a track that they thought their competitor wouldn't go to. And so When all this fail, we're gonna, you know, that rule is on the table for 2014. As soon as we get that voted on, but I feel pretty sure that that you would at least have to race where you want it. You would at least have to race it at wherever you want it. But you have to at least, you know, select a track of equal quality. You know that you well the way they put it was. You couldn't select a track that's a lesser track that you've never been to, that you don't race at on a regular basis. You know, and we were trying not to call out track names and such. But if you frequent a certain track, if you frequent that track, then you can defend your belt there. But if that's not a track that you go to, go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I say, hats off to Realtree. Realtree raced Cold Killer and put his belt up.
Didn't even blank. Exactly. He did that.
Yeah. And, I mean, and I feel like I might just, if I ever get one of them belts, ain't nobody got to wait no 30 days of me. If we have to, I put it up every time.
No. But, you know, the only bad side about that, I think you need that option because some of the guys, they'll catch you at the track when something ain't right. And then when you forfeit.
No. I understand. I'm just saying, but if I got the belt, I got the opportunity to say that if I'm going to run for that belt or not.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
So,
but listen,
are we,
guys, it's 11 o'clock now. Y'all want to go into an additional hour? Somebody else is going to have to damn take over the helm. It's 11 o'clock. We done been on. I appreciate everybody. It's been on 3 hours. Now, I ain't got no problem with nobody else talking. You know, we've been on for 3 hours. Yeah, they're going to do it without me. Now, I ain't got no problem. But the show can keep going. I ain't got no problem. You know.
Right about that.
All of a sudden, that may tell you later in your stomach, you know you want to get off the phone. What you about to go do, Jay?
Yeah. It ain't that. I promise that. I promise. It ain't that. You know? But listen, unless somebody got some hot topic, then we can go with closing argument. Start off with you, DJ Grant. DJ Grant.
Yeah, what's that?
I said, DJ Grant, we're doing closing arguments. It's starting with you.
Good show. God bless everybody, and I hope to see everybody in 2014 at a track near you.
All right. Kid, wake up, kid.
Yep.
It's your turn.
I'm woke. It was a nice show, Jay, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
Y'all don't forget that we got Terry and the – Well, let me. Yeah, he might say that on his closing argument. Let me go to Atomic Dog. Wake up, you there?
Good show, Jay. See everybody in 2014. Don't forget the Grudge Heat World Brothers National going down to San Antonio Raceway, July 4th in the field. Looking for some new things this year.
Was that Atomic Dog or Sling Blade?
Cadillac, it's your turn at the mic.
Yeah, good show, Jay, man. Wish everybody good year. Drag racing, burn rubber, not your soul. Shouts out to Dr. Martin Luther King for his birthday and the dream that he had to make everybody get in line and help us be where we are today. Gone.
All right, the CEO of, well, I don't know, the promoter and of Team SEO, Terry, you there?
Yep, good show. I'd like to thank Jay and Grudge Inc. for, you know, giving us the opportunity for the show on Wednesday. And talk to you then. And BJ, please don't call in. You know what I mean, baby?
You know that's my cue to call in.
the illustrious, and we're going to let this, the illustrious governor of Indiana, Leon, is on you, baby.
Hey, Jay, it ain't no good show if Wayne don't go to Hattiesburg.
But we're gonna call it out with one more. The man with the last word of the night, Wayne. It's on you. Are you going to Hattiesburg?
Not if Leon going. I don't want
Wayne,
no problems.
Wayne, what? No, I was just trying to say, what are all coming up in you're predicting, Wayne, I want to make sure everybody get this as we go off the show. You're predicting that Michigan will rule over Illinois and Indiana in 2014. Is that correct?
Easily.
I think he's lying. Lay that on your stomach, Wayne. You're lying. It's not going to happen.
Easily.
It's not going to happen, Wayne. Stop dreaming. Man, you need to leave your drugs alone, man.
You know,
Jay Vaughn, it was a time when Donye would come up to Milan or come over to Michigan, and, you know, we would walk softly past his trailer. Won't be none of that no more.
Y'all still walking softly. Keep it real.
It won't be no more of that this year.
Terry, it'll be like that. It's going to be like that.
Jay,
fade the black on you, baby. Fade the black on you.
Our nitrous cars will dominate Terry and his boosted misfits.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, buddy. It's not going to happen.